Following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Mark just ruined my day.
It literally took the wind out of your sails.
It did.
So exasperated by
it. I saw this, too. Pete Davidson makes modeling debut at Alexander Wang show. Why is he a model?
I don't know. He's not. I mean, he's not attractive, right? Do women find that guy attractive?
He's goofy looking, and he... Whatever. And the outfit is so stupid. He's got one black leg and one white leg on the pants.
Dumb.
And a wife beater, and then green blobs everywhere.
We're going to go Wang. I don't get it. Meanwhile, Kate Beckinsdale was spotted making out with a new dude. So that's pretty cool.
I consider her about two notches lower than I used to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although I know it's Kate Beckinsale now. Anybody that wants to screw this guy.
That's weird.
He's such a pussy.
But he's got a pretty strong team photo.
He does.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, he does.
Ariana.
I don't get it.
Larry David's daughter, who's hot.
I don't know.
Blows my mind that Larry David has a hot daughter.
He's just, the way Grande dumped him, though.
Yeah.
You could tell she's just like, oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Beckinsale, too. I don't know what he did to her.
She's going through a midlife crisis, clearly.
Obviously. Well, it is the Drew and Mike Show. It's a whole new week. And interesting weekend. For one, Dave Bing was in the basement.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Former mayor of Detroit. It was really good. I thought it was great. If you want to check out Charlie LaDuff's No BS News. You know, we're talking about a lot of things that I think have intrigued people, like... the lighting department, mm-hmm. You know, was that Mike Duggan? Is he taking credit for somebody else's work? What about the demolition plan?
What was
demolition
Dave Bing's
Mike Duggan?
What was Dave Bing's big accomplishment as mayor?
I would say settling everything down after Kwame and taking us through bankruptcy. What was he supposed to do?
I know what his
accomplishment was? If I had to say it, an accomplishment.
Not messing up.
They didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And so they had to somehow find a way to provide services that there was no money for. It was crazy. I don't know why anyone would want to be mayor, but I thought it was an interesting conversation. I thought he was very honest. He's just a solid guy. It was really nice to meet him. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. So, yeah, check out No BS News.
Do you wish you had a basketball hoop in the driveway so you could challenge him one-on-one?
He doesn't play basketball anymore.
What?
He hasn't played in years.
Some people are saying the photo that you guys took in front of the house, that you were standing on one of the steps while he was standing on the ground yourself look taller. Some people are saying it's crazy.
I don't know that that happened. Yeah, I probably did. I don't think I was thinking about it, though. I think I was just trying to squeeze in the photo.
Why doesn't he play basketball anymore?
He's 75.
Well, I mean, just shooting. He doesn't shoot around.
He said he hasn't played since he was 40. LaDuff challenged him to a game of horse when he was running for mayor.
Yeah.
And he turned him down because he said he can only lose and look like an idiot.
He's not going to win that one. Yeah.
And I think I pointed out.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It would be so Charlie to learn some crazy trick shot.
Like from way behind the backboard.
That's something ridiculous.
But I was just saying, if he had that hoop, you could just block him and then say you blocked Dave Bing. Like I told Brandon
he's very aware of that.
I told Brandon about the time Tony Dorsett came in studio, and as he was walking down the hallway, all I could think of is, I could go tackle Tony Dorsett right now if I wanted to.
That's an exciting opportunity.
I mean, he would totally not expect it. It's not within the lines, but I wanted to do it. I should have done it. Damn it.
Let's see. We don't have Facebook Live, but it will be brought to you by Mesa all week when we get to it. And the patio is open at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. You can mention Drew and Mike, get 10% off your meal. We got the 35-foot screen, and the patio is wide open. So enjoy the signature sauces, salsa, guacamole, their homemade award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket at Mesa in Royal Oak. So, yeah, Friday we had the shooting in Virginia Beach, which, oh, man.
When you saw the guy that did it, did you hear his name or did you read his name first?
I heard his name, and then I saw it was a black guy. I was like, wait a second, a black guy? A mass shooter? What?
Exactly.
What's going on? This is...
Well, I heard it was Dwayne.
He's getting around?
His name was Dwayne, and yeah. My first thought was, how's that spelled? Is it D-U-A-N-E? Because then it's white.
Yeah, I didn't really think... I think I did see his picture first, and so I wrote his name down because I was taking notes, and I wrote down D-W, which is funny, yeah. That I didn't see his name, but I wrote it down that way. Yeah. So I was thinking sort of in the same vein.
Because a mass shooting that large, disgruntled employee seems like a white crime.
Yeah. Well, it has been. And, you know, there's certain people who are out there. And, by the way, there were comments on stories I was reading that were just so dumb. You know, people going, oh, see, black people shoot mass. You know.
It doesn't matter.
Why? What are we? We're keeping stats on who does more bad things.
Yes. Yeah. It's just typically.
I don't understand. By the way, anybody who keeps track of things going on in their race, like, oh man, another white guy fucked up, damn it. You know, and then people going, ah, oh, good, oh, the mass shooter was a black guy, thank god. Yeah, we can't take another one.
Okay, I'm sure the 12 dead certainly don't care.
Hey, look at that white running back, he gained 175 yards. Yes, we're coming back.
That's you.
They haven't all been white though.
I get pumped for a white running back.
No, well,
just because it's rare. That's why. That's all.
You know, like the what's popping guy, the Fort Hood shooter, the San Mar-Martin, Bernardino,
Fidel Sassoon,
DC
all,
sniper.
Those are all Arabic, right?
Yeah, the DC sniper. I'm just saying they're not all white people.
Lee Boyd Malvo.
Oh, I know. And every time that comes up, because who's the?
Isn't it overwhelming?
Rochelle Riley. She had some story about how white shooters never get killed. White mass killer shooters never get killed because they're white.
What?
Like Dylan Roof, like, and they arrested him instead of.
She went on to say that.
What are you talking about?
That blacks never are involved in mass shootings. And it was like, wait, what? Really? I mean, what's the point of this? I don't even. She was really implying that the color of the shooter, even if they shot 50 people, that they wouldn't kill the person because they're white. Or there's some kind of, you know, mentality going
on. Yes, they would.
I feel quite confident they would. But it's kind of interesting. The black guy was killed.
Yeah.
He was killed. But he had a shootout with the police.
Yeah.
But he resigned his job. That came out today.
He did?
He did resign. He had just resigned his job. He also brushed his teeth after lunch before the shooting. So he had good breath.
Yeah.
Oh, that was during the shooting?
No, before the shooting. Right before the shooting, he brushed his teeth.
I guess
was his routine.
It was also revealed today that he had gotten to, like, physical fights with other people at work before.
Had lots of guns. Always. Most of them obtained legally, I guess.
Since we went down the racial path, does it seem like when there is a mass shooting by a black person, it's never with an assault rifle? Because this guy just had a .45.
You know, that was weird. I heard somebody talking about, though, then saying that some people are just more comfortable shooting handguns. They just, maybe they've done it more.
So you're saying it depends on the individual?
I guess it is an individual thing. I really don't know much about guns. So
messed up.
Yeah. Ugh. 12 people, and two more may die, too, it sounds like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the motive if he's the one that resigned his job?
I don't, you know, I just can't even imagine. I know his neighbors were saying, and it's always funny what neighbors say, because I believe they really notice these things, that he never carried garbage out. He never carried groceries in. Mm-hmm. People never came and went, you know, just implying that he's some terrible loner.
Yeah. But he was married before, and that the wife at one point, you know, was there walking the dog. So I don't know.
Here's one neighbor.
Is it true that he's dead?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Hey! So are 12 victims.
Wait, he's bummed about the shooter being dead?
The latest one they just announced at a news conference.
What, he wouldn't live right above life in prison?
This wasn't the clip I was looking for.
I really hate it when the news also says, you know, 13 dead, including the shooter in it.
Oh, I know.
Like, say 12 dead and the shooter's dead.
It's always annoying. They were doing that with the Korean guy at Vatek.
Oh, Cho?
Yeah, they were including him.
Why?
I have no idea.
Perpetrator.
He's such a... Oh, is that guy a loser?
Another serious issue, Shell thought. It's really fun watching the blackface governor behind every press conference. That's all. It's all I see in Ralph Northam now. That's the blackface governor. And he's standing next to a black guy. Is he jealous?
I just think he's fighting the urge to moonwalk every time I see him
at that press conference.
It looks like he's just ready to break out.
His wife wasn't there.
Do I have enough space here, just in case?
His wife wasn't there. Maybe he's allowed to.
Yeah, that thing sort of went away, didn't it?
But that's kind of the problem with him not with him still being there. Isn't that what people are going to think of now every time they see him?
I just think of him as a goofball because I saw that press conference and he just seemed like an idiot. I really, as far as the blackface and the picture, come on, it's 1982.
I know, but just in general,
dumb.
Because we don't know anything else about him.
No, true, except for the press conference and him getting ready, checking. He was really checking out. Do I have enough room to moonwalk here? A little run up, don't I? And then the wife told me, that's inappropriate.
The guy's a governor. He's a former pediatrician. All we know is that he loves to moonwalk.
He wants to so bad. I have to admit, I'm totally numb to these shootings. I'm not even interested in the information, except they had the 911 calls, which, these cops just poured in there. Every time, it's amazing the way these people just blow right in.
The police department was across the street.
But they were in the eye of the insanity.
That's crazy, though. It's right across the street, and yet he still managed to kill 12 other people.
Well, he had a lot of ammo. I had two .45 caliber handguns, high capacity magazines, and a suppressor. So, how long does it take to pull a trigger 12 times?
I don't know.
Cops can be in the next room, and you can probably pull a trigger 10 times if there's enough people nearby. And 11 of them were civil servants. One of them was a contractor. Two more critical. Oh, somebody sent me a neighbor talking about him. And I think it was the guy that was saying he never took the garbage out, never brought groceries in. Maybe he liked takeout. And he said, I lived right under him, so it could have been me.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did. He said it could have been me.
He didn't work with him. You're a neighbor.
I know. But
or does he mean he could have been
lived under him. Could have been him.
Lord.
Could have shot out the building.
Like that could have been me.
There he is. Actual audio.
So overused.
I know.
So overused.
I'm surprised people don't realize how bad that sounds.
It's very selfish.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to engage yourself in the story. Another interesting story, not really quite along those lines, but kind of sort of, is the missing mom in Connecticut, the mother of five, and this estranged husband who she was so scared of.
So did it.
I know. It's just so seems plainly obvious. Anyway, they went and got his DNA and his new girlfriend. He claims that she's incapable of parenting, and she's just scared to death of him. And so he's trying to get full custody.
Yeah, and in their court transcripts, he's blaming her prescription drug habit. And she said he has an anger problem. I mean,
yeah, it sounds like he's a major asshole.
Yeah.
She's trying to take care of five kids. She dropped him off at school May the 24th, and then poof, just vanished. They did find some blood in her rental home.
Are you surprised they arrested the girlfriend, too?
Well, they arrested her for... I know that always blows my mind when... The fact that either one of them could be involved is incredible. This guy's loaded. I mean, they're not right now they've got six dogs sniffing away at his 10,000-square-foot mansion. Five bedrooms, eight bathrooms.
What did he do for a living?
I'm not sure what he did. Good question. But, it just sounds like a flaming ass. She's taking care of five kids, 8 to 13, and she's the worst mom. And she was really, really scared of him. And if he did kill her, and it certainly is plausible, here's this woman screaming for help, for protection. And if this guy killed her, that just goes to show. I was talking about this off the air, I believe. The fact that, we did talk about it on the show, when Maxine Waters
is
a threat.
That's why I said if you're being threatened by an ex-husband or something,
run
for office.
Yeah.
So the law will protect you.
Yeah, they go right after this guy. He's in jail. And yet, I would say she was in far less danger than most spouses or ex-spouses or girlfriends who are being stalked by an ex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys are, That just sucks.
Looks like he was the head of what, Four Group? I don't know if it's that construction. Custom home building?
Why does it have 1.7 reviews on Google? Let me guess. People went in there, reviewed it after his ex-wife ended up missing.
Did they?
Oh, I'm sure. Why would it have 1.7?
1.7.
I bet you the recent reviews are like one stars because this guy is a murderer.
Yeah, here's one of them. Too bad a jail cell isn't $1 million custom home.
Who thinks to go review the guy's business on Google? People
are just, everyone's got a voice. This is what happens when everyone's got a voice.
But obviously this guy's cooked. This group is going to be, no one's going to use this group to build a home anymore. So is this his way of getting back at him by leaving a review that he'll never read?
I mean, just the fact that people take the time. You know, I was listening to Rocky Erickson of the 13th Floor Elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Died.
Yeah. Did he go a little cuckoo?
Yeah, he did. He was, this band, though, I really think they deserve their due. And at the risk of taking crap from the girl who says I talk about the Big Star too much, and Alex Chilton, he talked about two or three times this year for 10 minutes. Okay, that's 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the whole year? Is that really? Are you okay? I know. Honestly. And now Alex Chilton.
She's not okay. She's a short 20 minutes this year.
Well, we played the Alex Chilton documentary, that trailer that was kind of long. But, I don't know. I'm really interested in these sort of these unsung musical people, and Alex Chilton and Big Star certainly in that category. And so is Rocky, because Rocky was the lead singer in the 13th Floor Elevators. And these guys were everyone pretty much calls them the first psychedelic band. Their album cover in 65 was really psychedelic, really cool, too. Really that cool, psychedelic, kind of hippy-drippy print with a big eye in the middle. Mm-hmm. It just looks like, it looks very psychedelic.
That won't play on Google Play right now.
What, you're going to miss me?
It won't load up, yeah.
Really? If you can find You're Going to Miss Me on 222-66, I think it's at the Avalon Ballroom. It's live. God, I was listening to it this morning. I was listening to a lot of the Elevators this morning. They have another song called Levitation I thought was pretty cool.
Heavy.
Rocky and the 13th Floor Elevators. Yeah,
this is on radio. Oh, this is in New Orleans, actually, playing live. Playing live on the radio is weird. That's a jug making that weird noise.
Screams like that, it sounds like Janis Joplin.
Some of the stuff he sounds like, I don't know, Brian Johnson or Bon Scott. I'm not sure which one. But this is really garage rock. Really raw, pure garage rock. This song was a mini hit. It wasn't a huge hit. It was more of a regional hit.
It's big in Detroit.
Yeah, it's weird seeing a jug player.
Rocky was big in the sort of the horror rock genre, too, and put out an album in 1980 after he was in this psych ward for 10 years. He had electroshock treatments.
Yep.
After being busted for a joint. It was one of those things, you could go to jail. You want to plead to mental illness, and so he pleaded mental illness, so he ends up in this psych ward for 10 years. And that's where it sounds like he got really messed up, although he certainly had problems of his own. He did make a comeback, though, to some degree in the later years after a long bout of not playing. Stu Cook from CCR and Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Is this mic a little hot? Is this mic a little distorted?
Did you switch mics?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Karen on Charlie's show, Karen Dumas,
yeah,
she can be a little hard to hear. And I said, and Joey was saying, I put the mic up. I really put it up. And I said, okay, let's switch mics. And so I was on, she was on my mic.
Yeah.
And she was on this mic, and she was much cleaner. You could hear a lot really? Easier. And so I thought, oh, is this mic just hotter? And then I felt like, well, my mic sucks. I want
we
this mic.
We seem to be experimenting some technological differences.
Wait, go back to your mic for a sec.
Okay.
Brandon, switch them real quick.
1, 2. Check 1, 2. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. 1, 1, 1, 1.
I don't know either.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Really?
I like the one. I think you sound better on yours, but that's
really.
It's definitely the other one's a little louder.
Yeah, it sounds a little distorted. By the way, I thought we
you sound a little bassier on that one.
On this one,
I think so.
I thought the sound on wheels today was bad.
Really?
Brandon, what do you think?
I'm hearing weird clicking. I don't know what the clicking is.
Yeah, what is the clicking? I just wasn't sure about the processing, to be honest. I didn't know if it was. I thought it sounded worse on the podcast, and I couldn't figure that out. How could it sound worse?
Well, they used a different file format this time, but that I don't know why that would have. Oh, unless it's a different. Unless it's a different rate, but it shouldn't be. It should be 44.1.
It's anyway. Okay. It's okay. It's just. I mean, I'm being fussy.
Are we being really anal about things that most people don't hear?
Technology and stuff.
The buzzboard will know all about it.
Yes, they will. Hopefully, they'll check in. Anyway, Rocky Erickson.
What did he die of? Do we even know?
No, we don't know. But he was not terribly healthy. He was really
He's got AIDS.
He lived with his mom for a long time in the 90s and the
well, that's
aughts.
Nice.
And then his brother got custody of him. He was schizophrenic by then. There's just so many crazy stories. Steve Earle and Billy Gibbons sort of took possession of him at one point and said, you're going to make a record. We're going to help you. And he had a lot of songs he had never recorded, and he was writing some new ones. And they went up to New York, and Rocky went AWOL.
Oh,
they lost Rocky.
Oh, boy. Where'd he end up?
I think he was in Pennsylvania when they found him.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I think they decided he better go home. But he did this album. You know, there's a metal niche for, like, is it doom metal or horror metal?
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky sort of preceded that with this whole album, like I Walked with a Zombie, which R.E.M. covered, I Think of Demons, Creature with the Atom Brain, Two-Headed Dog. I mean, he had a real sort of sci-fi horror side to him that I think he was a kind of a predecessor or a forerunner.
Well, he's still considered psychedelic rock, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The 13th Floor Elevators. No, he's really a cool guy. I thought he had a great voice. He was a good player, and it's terrible what happened to him, but he did rally. He was playing Austin City Limits, and he was playing South by Southwest every year and always drew a big crowd there. You know what else I did over the weekend? I spent a lot of time listening to Rocky, and then I don't know what took me to this. I guess I just saw it was available. The Pentagram documentary.
Oh.
Called Last Days Here. I think we talked about it before. It's about Bobby Liebling, the singer of Pentagram, which is this doom metal band that kind of along the lines of Big Star. They have a lot of fans who are like, they should have been huge. And they seem to manage to occasionally go out and do shows, and they always kind of drew. But they always blew it. Every chance they had a record deal, like Paul and Gene were interested in him at one point, and they went to go see him play, and it was the guitar player's parents' house in the basement. Two of the guys in the band had to hitchhike home from their janitor jobs, and they got there at the last minute.
Go there, seriously.
And the guy's mom was yelling at them to stop playing so loud while Gene and Paul were there.
Oh, my God. Mom, you're going to embarrass me in front of Gene.
Yeah, I guess.
Gene probably nailed her.
They were all pretty embarrassed.
Nailed his mom.
Yeah, Gene went upstairs and got some panties for the panty room and nailed her. But he missed the audition. But this lead singer, oh, my God. First of all, they've had, like, probably 60 members over the years because he drives everyone crazy. They had chances to record demos and they had auditions and he blew every one of them because there was something he didn't like or he was too wasted. It was just so high maintenance. So when the documentary starts in like 2009, he's living in his parents' house.
Cool.
Mom is, I think, 74. Dad's 85. And he's in the basement. He's got a huge heroin habit and a crack habit. And his parents are buying his drugs for him.
Oh, great.
His father estimates he spent $1 million on him.
Oh,
on his drugs. It was so ridiculous.
They'll love you no matter what, those parents.
And I know. And he had torn this giant sore in his arm because he thought he had parasites in his arm. Oh, it was so gross.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yes.
What's he doing now? Is he still living at mom and dad's?
He's in Pentagram. No, he went in an apartment in Philadelphia during the documentary, fell in love with this girl named Hallie. That was what got him out of the house. Cool. She was like 22. He was 55, I think. And then she dumped him.
What's wrong with her?
She dumped him. And they had this show set up, this big comeback show, first show in years, since he OD'd the last show, which was the big comeback show. He went on stage, he like grabbed the mic, and then he fell backwards into the drum riser. That was the end of the show. And the comeback show before that, he showed up for the last song, and he came out on stage and started singing. They had like people in the audience doing karaoke with the band up to that point. He shows up, and then when he started singing, the other band members went behind the amps because they were so mad at him. They wouldn't share the stage.
He's a weird-looking dude.
He's really weird-looking dude.
Here they are live.
They're touring since this documentary in 2011. It's called Last Days Here. They've been touring all over. They've had some big festival crowds. I mean, they definitely have a following. But it's amazing if you see this doc. You just can't believe he's ever getting out of his parents' basement. You cannot believe it.
How old are his parents? Jeez.
Mom was 74. Yeah. She's like 82 now, I think, and Dad may have died. He seems to pull it together if he's on stage and he's sober enough. He seems to sound pretty good. He just went to jail in 2017 for adult care abuse or something for assaulting his mom.
Oh, really?
I know. Sucks. Just got out, though. He's touring again. So I got to tell you, if you want to be entertained by a music doc, Last Days Here is really, your jaw just drops during the entire thing. And there's a documentary on Rocky Erickson, too.
Really?
From the elevators, yeah. And that was really interesting because it was just what happened to this guy. He just was such a mess.
I think Grohl interviewed him when they did Sonic Highways, when he went to Austin.
Oh, did he?
Because that's the first awareness I ever had of him.
He's turned up in a lot of places. There are a lot of guys, there's a lot of younger rockers who just love the elevators. They had, I think, 3 albums, and they're really considered, forerunners of psychedelic rock. Levitation was another cool song, if you can find that.
The rockumentary was called You're Gonna Miss Me.
Yeah, after the song, You're Gonna Miss Me. It's pretty good. So if you're looking for Levitation, I will say that do you know, who our friends and studio sponsors at Zot, Ford, and Holly and DealsInTheD.com love the most? They love the Drew and Mike podcast, and they love all the Drew and Mike listeners. That's who. And for that reason, Maz, Gary, Gabar, and the entire Zot 4 team love making your experience the ultimate in world-class fun and excitement. Keep in mind, they don't just sell new cars, trucks, and SUVs. They sell certified, pre-owned, and previously loved used vehicles as well. Plus, Zot 4's parts and service department is ready and waiting to save all of our listeners 10% off their next visit to Holly. And don't forget to take a selfie with their life-size Hulk Hogan statue in the showroom.
Yeah, why it's pretty
Hulk
cool.
Hogan? Why? Why? Just because?
He's just there. Not? He's right next to Steve's office. It's a really cool statue.
That's reason enough to go. Take a ride in the leather massage chairs or just sip some fresh brewed coffee or snack on their hot movie-style popcorn. Moral of the story, no matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves our listeners and their customers. So go visit them. Be sure to tell them Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Zoobs, Sencha. Say out of Maz. Is this Levitation?
Yeah.
can hear the jug in there.
So did one guy play the jug, or did the percussionist play it?
I'm not sure.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this song.
That's one garagey sound.
Yeah.
Really is. You know, it's funny, garage rock, I can't really explain it, but if I hear it, I think I know it.
Like obscenity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or, wait, pornography?
Yeah, obscenity.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't that the ruling? I don't know.
Yeah, that is quite frequently the ruling.
Can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Yep. Dr. Yaldo, still with us, and he's with the entire network, and we're just churning it out. ML, Charlie, No Filter recording tomorrow after the, let's see, after the Golden State game.
Yeah, with Bob Page in studio.
What? Oh, that's right, Bob Page
is
here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that could be funny. No, it's going to be a loud show tomorrow.
Brandon will probably get yelled at a little less.
I don't know. Maybe
the
more.
The technical issues.
Brandon will be...
The tech issues
true.
Are the tough part.
That's
know?
Why he gets yelled
How
at.
How could you get yelled
issues?
At for the tech issues?
Well, Bob's
it's
always either in
out.
Florida or he's in New York, and so he's always on a new computer, and you have to kind of talk him through some of the tech stuff, and it's not always that easy.
I think you might ought to be yelling at him sometimes. And Denny, too. Denny's he's a little forgetful.
Then he just forgets his equipment entirely. We'll do the show tomorrow.
All right. So
nice that game two is tonight. I totally even forgot about game one a week ago.
I know. It's just crazy, isn't it?
It's really dumb.
Who won the hockey game?
The Boston killed
Bruins
them.
By a lot. Was it
killed
7-2?
7-2, yeah.
Was that in St. Louis?
No. Wasn't that game two?
Yeah, it was game three.
Oh, it was game three. Yeah, then yeah.
Okay, so it's two. Right, so yeah. now it's back to the home. The Bruins have the home.
Yeah, they're up 2-1, but game four is in St. Louis, so they're hoping to tie it.
I hope they do too. I'm kind of feeling for the Blues here.
Me too.
All right. So Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's premier eye surgeon, and they also have not just the CATS custom LASIK, but they've got the multifocal lens implants, and they've got the lenses. The contact lenses and the designer sunglasses, the designer lenses, all that stuff. They've got the optical department now. If you don't want either surgery, they still can take care of your needs, and they'd love to do it. Trudy got her designer sunglasses from Dr. Yaldo's new eyewear department. Eli, of course, loves his multifocal implants, and we've had so many get the custom LASIK. I'm very happy with it. Be done with old technology. Get true precision vision. It'll change your world. Tell them we sent you. Get a free evaluation, preferred pricing, and easy financing. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. So, okay.
You want to hear a fun story?
Yeah.
This guy just lost his job. He's the principal of a Catholic school because they went on a field trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh, I heard this story. And he went to a strip club?
Yeah. Without the kids.
I don't know. Is that really that horrible? I mean, he's on his off hours. He wasn't ditching work.
He wasn't on the call. I don't think he was supposed to.
Oh, but he was. He
already
he
tucked them in.
He was drunk and he was trying to get out of a tab.
Well, that's a little smaller issue.
I think he could have gotten away with it otherwise.
But now the whole world knows that he got blown out of his job for going to a titty bar.
I know. What? Man, that's really stupid. Yeah, that sucks.
That's the time when you just pay the tab.
Yeah, you like your little stripper whore? You like her?
You got to just pay the tab.
Do you suppose maybe he was out of town and so he thought...
He's going
to
let loose.
I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go to a titty bar. I can't do it at home because of the wife and my job. And he went there and he's just getting table dances galore and had no idea he ran up like a $2,000 tab. And he was just hammered.
It's not like he charged it to the school. Just pay it off.
I know.
He did get arrested too, though. So it's crazy.
Okay.
Must have been one wild field trip.
By the way, they were showing the dash cam of that lady flying down Main Street in Royal Oak.
Oh, yeah.
It was
the
on
one
Friday.
Fired the gun.
They finally had the video. Oh, my God. Was she flying?
Yeah.
And then she crashes, and these cops are trying to pull her up this hill. I guess she tried to run after she crashed. Why do people do that?
Well, why not?
Your car's sitting right there.
Yeah, but you're already being chased.
And they're dragging her up this little hill. Looks like a ditch or something. The car is already on the top of the hill. And they have to blur her out because, I don't know, I guess her titties are hanging out or something.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, ridiculous.
Where was that hill at? Where did the race come to a stop?
It must have been north on
Maine, going north of there.
I think it was, yeah, like, I want to say it was around 12.
Too close to home. It could have been me.
Yeah, it could have been me, too. Oh, that reminds me, speaking of blurred things, I never made it to Steven Weber's blurred penis in the, what's the movie with Allison
Williams?
Oh,
The Perfection.
I couldn't make it. I was too bummed out.
Why?
Like 25 minutes in, I was just like, I'm out.
What?
The girl had just barfed up the bugs.
Yeah?
And I was already grossed out because people were already barfing in the movie. And then she took a shit by the side of the road.
Yeah,
I'm just
wait,
like going,
wait. That's where you dropped out? You're missing the best part.
I wasn't enjoying the tension, and I just, it was too much barf.
All right, spoiler alert. If anybody's going to watch The Perfection, because it's on Netflix, just maybe skip forward 30 seconds, starting now. So it turned out that Allison Williams drugged her, and those were all hallucinations she was having. She ends up cutting her hand off.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then it kind of spirals from there.
But that was the twist at the end of that part.
Did you like it?
There's like two more twists.
I didn't watch it. What I did was I just watched the selected clips that Mark wanted me to.
It was Steven Weber's blurred penis.
And now I don't have to watch it anymore.
It's a good, it's ludicrous, but it's a good movie.
I'm also, at the risk of being under suspicion, why is Steven Weber's penis blurred?
Because they're hazy. The person waking up is hazy. Everything, her entire vision is blurred.
Well, she should have focused when his penis came out.
You really wanted to see that defined cut.
No, I just feel like he shouldn't
you?
Get away with claiming to do nudity and then not having to show his penis.
Maybe he had a body double.
He was unhappy with the lighting, and he saw the dailies, and he demanded that they blur it out.
And just the idea of Steven Weber showing his penis is so ridiculous.
Let's see your penis.
The guy from Wings. Lowell never showed his dong, did he?
Who?
Lowell. Isn't that Thomas Hayden Church?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thomas Hayden Church. He's
Tony
good.
Shalhoub never showed his pubes, did he?
I mean, check out these traps.
The Sopranos house is for sale.
Oh, God.
I guess they just shot... Wait,
the exterior?
They just shot the pilot there. And then they made a soundstage.
So how much does that mark up the price of the house?
Well, of course, the realtor thinks it marks it up a lot.
Oh, come
because
on.
Most of the houses in the neighborhood, it's a 5,600 square foot house. And they did shoot the exterior, you know, so
it's
they
not
could...
a cul-de-sac. That's nice.
Yeah.
Neighbors don't mind if you get your paper and your robe and boxers.
No. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, powder room, two-car garages, one guest bedroom, guest house with a bedroom.
Really?
$3.4 million, and they said the other houses in the neighborhood are more like $2 million. So I guess the Sopranos being shot there.
A little sit.
The pilot is
on the market for a while.
Yeah, probably. I never understand why. It seems like somebody's always buying Madonna's house in Rochester and thinking they're going to make a lot of money. Why?
Well, that's what's funny. It's always people that want to flip it because it's Madonna's house. When in reality, you don't want to own a celebrity house. People will keep coming by. Goonies house. Remember the Goonies house? They had to put a giant tarp up.
Or the Breaking Bad. People keep throwing pizzas on the roof.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
annoying.
The Grateful Dead house in Haight-Ashbury, there was a note
sign
on the do not take pictures on the porch.
Yeah. Nobody wants to live in a famous house that's been on TV because people are coming. Yeah. I would drive by and go.
I don't know why. Bah, bah. I don't know why it'd be worth a dime more.
I went by the Grateful Dead's house when I was in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'd drive by the Home Alone house.
Home Alone house.
That's in Drew's neighborhood.
It is. Yeah. Well, not directly, but it's. I know where it is. That is a nice neighborhood, no doubt.
But would you want to live there? No, because idiots like me are driving by.
Yeah, I bet the Home Alone house gets a lot of action. Definitely. Did you see the cruise ship that hit the dock?
Oh, my God. I cannot stop watching videos.
That was so cool.
I think it's my favorite genre of video, only behind people falling up escalators.
Oh, yeah, that was
nuts. I think cruise ships running ashore might be the best videos.
It is. Because
speed ahead.
You just know they're going to do so much damage.
Oh, yeah, and you can't stop. They're like trains. They can't be stopped.
They can't stop. I don't understand that, by the way.
And they're slow. They're so slow.
What's up with the captain? I guess the engine failed, and so you need – well, you know, with any boat –
I don't believe that.
A lot of people, I think, make the mistake when you're learning to drive a boat is you want to cut the engine when you're floating in. And you're really better off with the throttle.
Yeah.
You know, forward, reverse, whatever. And so I guess with those big ships, same problem. No engines.
That boat is fucking done, man.
He just drifts in, just wails on this dock.
Brandon, open up YouTube and just type in cruise ship crash, because there's another famous one where a guy that just takes out this whole walkway. But I guess there's an issue. This is in Venice, and there's an issue with those big boats going too fast.
Really?
In general, yeah. They're so much fun to watch. There's like eight different angles of this one, too.
I only saw two angles, but I re-ran.
You see the one on the pier?
Yes.
Oh, that's the best.
That was great.
Why was that girl crying, though?
Oh!
That's the one on the pier.
People got knocked out of another boat,
so
I guess, didn't they?
The horns from the cruise ship telling
they're
people
fine. They're fine. They just went to their muster station.
What is it? What is it squeezing through there?
It's pushing another boat out of the way.
Oh, that's another boat on the right?
Yeah, it's a small, like a river boat cruise ship. Like here it is from up above.
Holy.
Look how many different angles they are. And it's like, get out of my way, tiny boat. I got a pier to destroy. Get out of my way, boat. Look at all the people standing on the boat. And you know, half of them are going, hey, is that boat going to stop?
I don't know. I just can't help but be excited. I know it's complete destruction, but it's not going fast enough. No one should ever get hurt
when
that happens.
It
it's going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah. Oh, you got that. I hope, Brandon, you can find the really cool one where they just crashes straight forward. Oh, wow. There's some I haven't seen on here. That's the Venice one. Key West. Remember that one guy that was waving the boat off that we talked to with a broom?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to push it back out with his broom.
I think it just went up on the sand, though, didn't it? Or did it take out a dock?
No, it did. It just got really close to him and didn't take on anything, unfortunately.
There's a big cruise ship on its side. That's always fun.
Cruise ship fail compilation.
Whatever happened to the captain that completely totaled the cruise ship, and he was trying to get in close to wave to somebody.
To his girlfriend,
girlfriend.
In Italy.
And then he bailed.
Yeah, he was the first guy off the boat.
Yeah. It's the old saying, women and captain first.
Yeah,
look at this boat just
more
drifting
like,
to this pier.
More
heads
like
up.
Captain and crew first.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see ya. Oh!
Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, it did.
Nice job, Captain.
We got 20 foot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is this my man? Is this the guy we talked to?
This is a different one.
Oh!
This guy knows what good video it is. It's a cruise ship running into like an... It looks like a tanker
kissing
almost.
It.
Kissing it.
Well, turn it. Turn the boat, you dope.
Baby. Holy moly.
I mean, you've only got the whole body of water, and there's just one boat. How do you hit that boat? That's like hitting a plane with a plane. How do you do it?
I kind of want to defend these large cruise ships, though. They just want to go where they want to go. They're in charge. Uh-oh.
We're going to hit.
Oh, I thought I heard the, no, no more, kid. Didn't it sound like him in the background?
Nice play-by-play. We're going to hit.
There he is.
These are two very large cruise ships about to rub up next to each other.
What a ridiculous genre of things to watch.
Oh, they're great. They're great, though.
This is just a cruise ship that's about to sink because of the waves.
Well, that's no fun.
Nice checking the weather, these guys get caught out in stuff like that. Don't be afraid to check the weather. I want to get there.
Oh, timber.
It's a big pier.
Timber.
Oh.
It's one of those.
What is that structure?
You know, the shipping containers. It lifts shipping containers off.
Okay.
So they're really tall.
Yeah, just knock the whole thing over. See ya. Oh, start a fire, too. Yeah, boy.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh, they're so massive, too.
Some of these aren't quite as thrilling.
Holy shit.
Play-by-play is good.
It's phenomenal.
That was like 15 feet.
Okay, dude. We got a great shout out on Friday, by the way, on the 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were at the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Dina and Ryan and Marielle.
Yeah, I was watching Ryan today down there.
And he gave us a shout out, he and Dina, well, they all did, about the Neil Rubin article.
Oh, cool.
Lee Allen was down there. That's right, because Lee actually said we were getting 150,000 downloads a month. It was actually a day, but it just looked like he was consulting the article.
Did they think that was impressive?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, wow. Okay. They only knew.
No. Yeah, and they mentioned MLs.
Oh, they did.
And Eli.
Oh, cool.
The Fox 2 triumvirate, because Eli was at Channel 2 also. Mm-hmm. And Charles. So, yeah, it was quite
very nice of them.
It was quite a long shout-out. I mean, they were reading from the article. It was really
today, Ryan was nice. Sitting in a Corvette with, I don't know, some guy from GM to plug GM. And Charlie Langdon got very focused on the car and wanted to know if it's for sale and how much it would cost him. It's honestly like he was car shopping.
Charlie's a Corvette guy?
Apparently. So if you see Langdon tooling around in a vet, now you know where he got it from.
It's funny. I don't think I'd met Charlie Langdon before, but he was here for the podcast for Charlie's like 2 weeks ago.
Fucking great.
He's exactly like he is on TV. Mm-hmm. It's like he just jumped out of the TV. And I like him on TV. He's very likable.
I saw it spread out, but I've done Let It Rip on Sunday a couple times. And he's very nice there, but he comes flying in this ball of energy, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he is a tornado.
He makes everybody else get their energy up.
I didn't realize until a buddy pointed it out, but he is like the most pristine, sharp dresser you'd ever see if you actually take a look at his suits. And
He's a ball of energy.
He
looks funny.
Just put together just like he is on TV when he walked in the door. And I'm sure he did a great job. I haven't heard that show yet. I'm looking forward to the Bing show, though, because I was on it. Not that much, but I was in the room, and I thought it was really good.
That's fascinating.
It seems like it would make some news, to be honest. Because,
really?
Yeah, well, he's just sort of commenting on a lot of things that are going on from from a unique place. And actually, he had a long conversation before the show, and it was all about these kids he's trying to get graduated and into college, and he's just a good, a truly good guy. I just don't think there are that many people who really mean it, but obviously he really means it.
Yeah.
And
well, he doesn't need money.
No, not at all, because Bing Steel was extremely successful.
It tends to be the root of most motivations for people.
Yeah. No, not at all. Drives an Escalade, by the way.
Well, it should.
I know. I miss having an Escalade, I have to admit.
Really?
Oh. I mean, Explorer's fine,
I want to drive a cruise ship after watching cool these videos. Those. Just pile through stuff.
Boats are fun to drive, but the docking part is the hard part when you're learning.
Well, apparently.
It took me a while.
So YouTube has taught me.
And, hey, I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
And there's always that engine tilt issue, too.
It's crazy.
You tilt the engine up and you got some stuff you can hit. It's hard to steer with the engine tilted up, too. But, there was a really... Somebody sent me this on... DM'd me on Twitter, and I really laughed when I thought about this story. It was this girl on Reddit who was complaining that... Okay, the headline was, "My boyfriend wants me to take a dump in front of him to prove I didn't cheat."
Oh, I saw that story, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
28-year-old guy, 27-year-old female, dating for about a year. They live apart, and she lives in an old apartment, and she said that it takes a while for the shower to warm up, and she frequently will take a dump, but she doesn't flush because she doesn't want to screw up the water temperature in the shower. And then she gets out of the shower, and then she flushes. I know.
Totally normal.
I was really totally normal.
I think this guy's just a scat freak, though.
So then she said she took a long time washing her hair and forgot to flush. Her boyfriend comes over later, and he comes out of the bathroom and has this dead look on his face. Whose shit is in the toilet? He goes, "Oh, my God, I forgot to flush. I'm so embarrassed."
And then, how big was?
And then he says, "What guy shit in your toilet? You're lying. No girl can take a dump that big." So she's insisting she took this giant dump, and he wants her to take another dump to prove that she can do. It's just like, what?
You got to admire his detective work. How else is he going to prove that it was her?
A chick, I mean, if your girl takes a huge dump and you You walk in, it's like she left it there because she wanted you to see it. I like that's the, what I think was, oh, she doesn't have the guts to say, hey, you won't believe what I did. But
it's poop.
I like the idea, though, that this guy has, I just would think it's totally normal for an affair to be going on and the guy taking a massive shit.
And forgetting to flush.
Forgetting to flush in their toilet.
Or maybe doing it on purpose.
Why would he do it on purpose?
Because he knew it was a huge dump and the guy would figure his girlfriend didn't take it.
Wow. That's kind of diabolical.
I know it is.
Yeah, but then she knows this
guy. That's what he thinks.
She knows this guy took a massive dump and didn't flush it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like
I,
the guy from the carpet company did to my toilet.
I mean, when you
I've told you that story, right? He called like a half hour after leaving and finishing carpet.
To say that.
To tell me that he took a dump in my toilet and wasn't sure if he flushed it. I've told you that story. Haven't I
remember
that story before?
I do remember. But I'm just stunned.
He's very apologetic about it. I was stunned that he called. I mean, the work was done. I was never going to see this guy again.
I would. It would be one of those things where
Mr. Rock, I'm really embarrassed.
I think I would give it some thought, and then I would go, okay, if they ever call me, I'm just going to say, I did not! What do you mean? Get out of here! I never take a dump at a customer's house, and I certainly wouldn't leave it unflushed. Get out of here! You're disgusting! Just what take kind, a really...
What kind of a monster?
Major offensive defense.
So then my
what
thought
kind
was...
What monster do you think I am?
I was just going to walk in there and flush it because I didn't want to look at it. But, you know, he did flush it, which makes it even worse. Couldn't he just roll the dice
that
he did flush it?
That he calls and says, oh, I took this ridiculous dump at your place. I think I forgot to flush. And then turns out he did
anyway.
So now you know he took this horrible dump at your house. Yes.
I know. It's really disturbing. That's why I had to move.
It's lose-lose.
That's why I moved out of that house pretty soon after. I couldn't handle it anymore. He ruined my pipes.
I did want to mention that our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event, and they're excited for you to be part of it. During Zot's Jeep Celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month, or if you fancy yourself more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So take advantage of these deals right now. And we are on the DealsInTheD.com studios, of course, and also the Hall Financial. Is there any reason to open the Hall Financial hotline today?
We called Kenny Rogers. Did you see the update on him?
Did he die?
He's very close to death. So he's preparing for death.
Well, if he didn't call us back, we left him a message.
There's a private, this is of course, the neighbors.
Think he knows when to fold it?
Apparently not.
When to walk away?
Well, no, he was getting ready. He was preparing
when
for
to run.
Death. And
running is not an option.
He moved into the biggest loose-lipped neighborhood in Georgia because everybody's just dishing on what's going on at the Rogers household. There's a private doctor who visits him three times a week. One of the neighbors must have complained because a police officer drove up and was in the process of writing a ticket when the doctor came out and apologized. He said he was Kenny Rogers' private doctor and was there for work. So I guess you can park illegally if you're Kenny Rogers' private doctor?
You probably think so.
Then another neighbor called said a private ambulance was called to his house. His wife was hollering at the ambulance to hurry, but they didn't even use lights or sirens.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. So he's almost dead.
I asked about Hall Financial because Hall Financial is a sponsor of all our shows here at the Red Shovel Network and the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or to refinance, and you've heard it from our listeners, they've got over 500 five-star reviews, 600 actually, because they always put you first, and they do it fast, 44 days on the average, 19 days for Hall Financial to complete your refi or your business. 72% of their business is referral at Hall Financial because realtors trust them and their clients love them. We've had so many great reviews from people who have used them and a few who were beyond excited because they were having trouble due to a credit issue in the past. And 2009 isn't that long ago. A lot of people had to short sell or do certain things. And Hall fights for their people, and they look at multiple options. You're not locked in on one rate. So they'll go to bat for you at Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. Go to the Drew and Mike Show website and click the link. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. And Luke Nowacki, as you know, would like to help you with your financial future. If you have not worked on it yourself, you should be. And he'd be happy to help you. And it's one of those things I think a lot of people are intimidated by, and that's why you might need someone like Luke. Get a complimentary appointment visit to review your situation and see if what he can do for you, if he can do something for you. Many people have gone in there and thought they had really nothing, or nothing in the way of options, but maybe Luke can help orchestrate a situation whereby you can at least improve on your situation. Some people, too, looking to put kids through college. I mean, really hard long-term decisions where you do need a plan. So call Luke Nowacki for help at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security advisory, investment advisory services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, other entities and or marketing names, product services referenced here, independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated. Again, Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748.
Did you go to Pride Fest this weekend in Ferndale?
I did not.
I was
actually,
we were down in Detroit and I was driving back. We drove through Ferndale. I didn't know it was Pride Fest. I was like, oh, wow. There's a lot of interestingly dressed people here. And then on the way here, and this is my question for you, one of the streets, every house has a rainbow flag, like little flag planted in front of it. Like after 9/11, how you know people put.
Is there one in my yard?
No, but that's what I was wondering. This is a serious question. It's like, so do all the people live there? Do they put them out there? Did somebody put them on everybody's lawn? And does that signify that a homosexual lives at that place, or if they're just supportive?
I would say supportive.
Yeah, probably support.
And then I thought about the guy who wasn't supportive and they put a flag in his yard anyway, and if he was very upset by that.
There probably would be a couple of those. Although maybe not in Ferndale. If I had a flag, I would have put it out. Yeah, you know, they've been doing that for a number of years, and it's funny. It almost seems routine, which is probably good.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't seem like a big deal. But I remember when...
But you know someone is not going to like that.
Oh, I know. There's always somebody.
Then
there's
why would
some
he be living
jerk.
In Ferndale? You're right.
Yeah, Ferndale's pretty ahead of the curve on that. And, you know, I drove to Dunkin' Donuts this morning, and there were a lot of people walking around downtown.
Yeah.
And Royal Oak, too, over the weekend. Royal Oak was busy. God, people were out.
You know, it was nice.
When you have the doors open, like at Mesa and a bunch of other places, it just people just like eating on the patios or near the patio.
We were downtown Detroit, and I remember why I was walking around going, I never thought we'd ever walk around downtown Detroit. It's like, I just never thought it'd be at that point.
I know, it is weird. And
it's
but
kind
it's
of
even,
odd.
It's even stranger to see other people
yeah,
walking
it's busy,
around.
Man. It's packed down there.
Yeah, depending on where you are and when, but yeah, it can be when it used to be there was nowhere.
No, I know.
People walking anywhere.
Growing up here, I was like, I never thought I would have a family, much less walking around Detroit.
Very strange. Hey, more podcasting competition. I'm so tired of hearing, you know, that someone new has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't every 5 minutes you hear about somebody new with a podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. The San Quentin State Prison had a podcast, and this guy who was doing the podcast, he's out now. In fact, he got out 10 years early because of his podcast.
Why? Is it called the Good Behavior Podcast?
Ear Hustle.
I guess. Yeah. Ear Hustle. Exactly.
Oh.
So now he's producing.
I listen
ear
to that.
Hustle. With some inmates, I think, some current inmates. I guess the podcast is going to continue.
Wait a sec. He's been out for a while, though, hasn't he?
I think so. I'm not sure exactly. They just did a story on it today, the fact that he did this podcast in prison and that he's helping, I think he's producing the show to continue forward.
Speaking of bad entertainment ideas, did you see who's going to Hollywood to form a production company?
No.
Hillary and Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, God. Really? Oh, I hate Chelsea Clinton.
I wrote on the story here, I wrote, can't they just do a podcast instead?
And you know what? I swear to God, they'd have a million advertisers on it. And I suppose people would listen to it.
Really?
I don't know. I would never think so. But, you know, I forgot who I was watching this with.
But it's funny. So Obama, you know, they did the thing with Netflix, the development deal with Netflix, and I was just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, fine.
I know.
It is what it is. But
this one, when I saw it,
I was like, what? Like, it really bothered me. Maybe because it's Chelsea involved.
Well,
and
Chelsea Clinton, can she... I mean,
I can't think of anything we would want to see that would be in common with each other.
I'm just disgusted at the way the Clintons will use every little connection they have. She's a reporter at ABC or NBC, was it?
Yeah, NBC.
Yeah, and she's doing these stories, and they were terrible. And I knew everyone in that newsroom was just so pissed because, you know, people are fighting. They're working entire careers to get those jobs. And she just waltzes in, I'm a reporter, let me see news. And, of course, her stories rarely got on because I'm sure they were terrible.
They were bad.
She did no work. She never worked at it before.
And they were good fluff, which who cares about that stuff?
So the podcast is Bill and Chelsea?
No, it's a production company. It's Hillary and Chelsea.
Wait, okay, because they have a podcast, Bill and
why
Chelsea?
Why am I telling you this is a podcast by Bill, Chelsea, and guests. Here's a season preview.
What?
How did you come up with why am I telling you this?
Now, why am I telling you this? Because it is your future on the line.
Now, why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you this? We can do
why
this.
Why am I telling you this tonight?
Lord.
Not to take you down, but to keep you looking up.
Why am I telling you this?
Why am I telling you this?
Ugh.
Hello, I'm Bill Clinton.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Clinton.
And welcome to Why Am I Telling You
oh,
This?
Oh, shut up.
Our Clinton Foundation podcast. Growing up in Arkansas, just after World War II,
it's
and
just another way
of
sucking some more bucks, right?
Most of
I don't know. There's no ad yet.
Storytelling.
Who would listen to this? Is this the show?
Well, this is the preview. Here, okay. It looks like there's only one episode. It just got dropped 2 days ago.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I guarantee
Bill Clinton is expected to be named a special United Nations envoy to Haiti.
Boring.
The Haiti earthquake was really tough for a lot of us. I had been there a year working.
Wait,
for
you
the
guys
United
ripped
Nations
off Haiti. What are you talking about?
The head of our delegation were killed.
I figured a way to rip them off.
2010, a catastrophic earthquake ravaged Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, shaking whole neighborhoods to bits and leaving 1.5 million people homeless.
Oh, man.
Now the White House says it has asked former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to help in the relief effort. And President Clinton...
When we went down there about 10 days later, there was a park where in the good weather they had...
Everybody still
10
awake?
10 after 10 after 10 of craftsmen doing wooden...
Where's Chelsea?
It was a great place.
Nobody cares.
Unbelievably, we came down there and in the middle of this wreckage and there was...
Sign our butt face.
I counted them. There were eight people who had their pictures up again. It's a typical time there'd be somewhere between 70 and 100.
God, could he
I
get over his cold?
No boring. Convoy.
Before this podcast.
It'll take forever to say
something.
Nothing.
We got to buy something from these eight people. We got to support them. So I went over and bought a couple of pictures.
No, you didn't.
And this guy's just, wait, President
Clinton,
you
can't go. Telling
us,
is he reliving his great work in Haiti?
So I came around and he said, in 2003, when you came here, he said, you came here, you stopped here, and you bought a picture from me.
So he said, oh, boy. So it's a half-hour episode, and in this episode, the debut, they interview Jose Andres?
Oh, the chef.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's a chef.
Great guest. Where's Chelsea?
That's when we made the $300 million park in Haiti that we made a lot of money off of and never opened. He doesn't say any of that with a drip of irony. If I was the Clintons, I would say, don't ever talk about Haiti.
Fast forward. See if she's...
I love the fact, too, that Chelsea has two things going on, a podcast and this production company, each with the other parent, because those two never want to see each other
don't forget,
any work.
They got her on the board of directors for... She was on a board with one company, and I forgot what happened, but I think the company is defunct or something. She's on another board now, making $50,000 a month,
I know, but,
and they meet 12 times a year.
Wouldn't you think a podcast involving the Clintons or a Hollywood production company involving the Clintons would be Bill and Hillary?
Or just one,
yeah.
Oh, God, how stupid. Oh, that brat.
They already have one show in the works, a TV show, Hillary.
And you know, first of all, that people with the podcast, people are going to advertise because they want help with something.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to that point.
And they are perfectly willing to go that route. They're just that kind of people. I mean, no, who has cashed in more on the presidency than the Clintons? Has anyone?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't even think it's close. Hillary has signed on to help produce a TV show with Steven Spielberg.
Come on, stop. Yeah, he really needs her.
Well, but and this is just a quid pro quo for all the money that he donated. That series.
What does he get out of it? What does he get out of having her? I mean, that seems like a pain in the ass.
That series, The Women's Hour, is an adaptation of a book about activists who fought to earn women the right to vote. It's very important.
I'm sure it couldn't happen. I'm sure it could not be done without.
It's a very important show.
Ugh. Okay, so I also was looking at some of the other new podcasts, just because I listen to lots of podcasts. I'm curious, and I see, oh, the number two podcast now is Chelsea Handler, and her first guest is Mary McCormick, her best friend. And I swear the first 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I've never heard so many references to I, me, mine.
Oh.
And nothing matters until its connection to Chelsea, you know, is explained. It is the most self-absorbed podcast. It is just horrible.
Really,
I can't believe it's second.
I'm surprised. Well, it's second because it's a name and
There are
new.
Other names I'd listen to before I listened to that. I noticed it was number 90 on Spotify, though.
I'm strange.
Why is it 90 on Spotify and 2 on iTunes? Yeah. Does that tell you something?
Spotify doesn't care about who's doing it.
I guess not.
I'm shocked that it was like that, though, because she did a talk show. She should know how to
talk to
other people.
But she's been through therapy, so.
You know what? I heard she was on Levitar, and I heard an interview, and the whole interview was about her therapy.
Oh, please. Really?
Yeah.
Was it a good interview?
It was okay, only because I like that show, I think. If she was talking
Would
to
you rather hear them talk or their
Oh, I'd rather hear them talk. Yeah, okay. No. It was probably a waste of 10 minutes, but.
Why was she on?
Oh, because they'll talk to anybody. Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. Book or documentary or something I'm never going to watch.
Oh, my God.
I think it was produced by Hillary and Chelsea Clinton.
I couldn't believe how bad it was. And Mary McCormick tells a story about taking a shit in traffic.
Well, now I want to hear it.
In a coffee thermos. And that was after.
Thermos?
Yeah, and that was after telling
Now
story.
I want to hear this. There's so many questions to be asked here. Why did she have to take a shit?
She's stuck in traffic. She had to take a shit. I don't know. I just
couldn't hold it.
But there were two other things before that were like, it was sort of like the movie where, you know, how many people do I want to see throw up before I'm completely grossed out? And she took a shit in the movie, too, one of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyway, then I see that Justin Long has a podcast.
Oh, yeah, our buddy.
And it's with his brother.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that great? Christian Long?
Who's Christian?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
None. I think he does something in movies, I guess.
But I like him.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Yeah.
And I like Justin Long.
Isn't he the guy that Butt Mike used to leave voice messages
yes,
for?
Yes, yeah. And he actually, he
should we call him?
He mentioned farts a couple times.
Yeah, he loves farts.
So Justin had Dax on one show and went right to that. And Dax was talking about his character in Idiocracy and... See, Dax's podcast, he has a lot of people on that, you know, I'm really not that interested in. Dax is always Dax, but I mean, when Dax has a great guest, Dax is great. If Dax is talking about, you know, Daxy stuff, in my opinion.
I want to hear him talk to people like Justin Long or his
I thought it was really good. But then he had Sam Rockwell on, and
oh, cool.
I don't know why I was getting a little, that's how I can tell if I'm losing interest in a podcast. I just start dreamweaving.
Oh, yeah.
And I was dreamweaving, and I like Sam Rockwell, too.
Like that one you played the other day, and I was like, I'm out after 30 seconds, and you go, yeah. you lasted 20 seconds longer than Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon was so bummed, and you were just as bummed.
That was a speed.
Not a great podcast.
Tough on the ears.
Absolutely.
So was Justin Long good? So he was good with him?
He was great with Dax. Absolutely. But you know what you notice is that these shows, they always have their friends, you know, people in the business. And then it seems like that's when it gets tricky, is when they run out of their best people.
Yeah, but
celebrity friends.
I don't think Dax could talk about anything.
Dax can. He absolutely does. And Dax goes, you know, see, I would think Dax and I would be along the same mindset in terms of interests, but I don't really know Dax that well. He has a lot of interest, though. I mean, he's really. I mean, they have experts on many, many topics, but a lot of them just aren't things that I would so much get into. But when Dax is talking about Dax and movies and you know his career, I'm totally in, and I think he's funny. He's generally funny as hell.
Very funny guy.
And no, he's not. His podcast. There's a lot of celebrity podcasts where people are just phoning it in, and he is not. You know, he puts a great effort in, and I thought he would. And he's doing. I think one of his shows did 3 million downloads or something. Wow. I mean, he's killing it. He's doing great. So the Chelsea Handler thing, though, was so annoying. If you want to listen to it,
no.
I'm just telling you.
No. You just really, thank you for saving me an hour that I wasn't going to spend anyway.
If somebody else has listened to it, I'd love to hear your opinion. Because you see it at number two and you go, wow, Chelsea Handler. I didn't think I would like it.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So maybe it was
Do you like her in general?
Not really. I never liked her TV show, The Late Night Show.
Uh-huh.
Was it on E?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you guys like that show?
I never really watched it.
I didn't understand the demo.
I don't understand the whole Chewy thing.
No, it has nothing to do with the demo. I just watched it because it's a late night show, and I just thought, you know, it's a new late night show. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was funny. I guess it did okay. It did pretty well, I guess.
For many years.
It was on for how long?
God, I don't know. But that interview when I heard her talking to Lepetard, it sounded, this is really weird. She basically went to therapy after the election because the election, it was really weird. And I remember listening going, really? The election bothered you that much that it brought up all these old feelings? It just seemed really weird to me that something that you're that disconnected with would bother you that much.
I don't know. I really, as time goes on, I less understand these people. And, you know, I was following a lot of them on Twitter because they were just people I followed who I liked. And then it's like Trump, 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 Trump. This is the worst. Everything he does or says is the worst, dumbest thing ever. And it's not that necessarily I always disagree with them, but I just, you know, I get enough of it. Do you really want to? I just feel like it just is almost boring.
Do you remember interviewing Chelsea Handler when her first book came out before she was Chelsea Handler?
Not really.
It was a really good interview because the first book she wrote about was all her one-night stands. But she was a nobody. So you didn't know about her political thoughts or, you know, she didn't have this show. She wasn't a celebrity. It was totally different. Then.
I don't deny anyone their political thoughts. I just don't want to follow people on Twitter unless they become just that. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
I mean, it becomes the main
whatever
thing
side
about them.
Yeah.
And also, even if you become partially engaged, sometimes it's like, up, you're on the left, I hate you.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily feel that way, but it's a drag to me to sometimes, you know, like when we had Ted Nugent on and people were all pissed. And then when we had Graham Nash on, and Graham Nash said "fuck Trump" a couple times, and people were all pissed. And it's like, you know, that's like 20 seconds of the podcast interview, and Graham Nash has so much to say. And maybe you don't agree with him politically, but you know, he's hardly alone in his thoughts. And I thought it was a fantastic interview.
He's good.
It's almost too bad he went there because it's for our audience. And I don't know. Just this becomes this idea that I only want people on the show that I agree with. I mean, there can be people you disagree with or just are, and as long as they don't cram it down your throat or they're not on it all, that's what drives me a little crazy, is people that just won't get off it. Yeah. And I did find about a year ago, I realized that I was really starting to like and appreciate people like David Spade who just don't go there because they kind of know better, and he's just funny, and he's about fun, and I just enjoy him. And I know, you know, Stern doesn't really go there much either. If you listen to Stern's show, he doesn't really talk about politics that much. And sometimes he'll just tell you how, you know, look, I didn't vote for Trump, but, you know, I like him. He was a great guest on the show. And that's about as far as it goes. I think he doesn't really think he wants to be president or didn't think he wanted to be or thinks he made
that's
a mistake.
But
nonetheless, they don't really get into issues all the time. It's really more about having a fun show, great guests, and I don't know, it's intriguing to me. He talks about therapy a lot too. I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. he was interviewed, and I get it. I mean, his show's evolved, and I understand it was also one of the topics for his book interviews, and his book interviews, he was everywhere.
And all those interviews were all the same.
They were. And
actually,
that's,
the one that was different was probably the Good Morning America one.
Yeah.
Because he apparently knows George.
Well, I think a lot of those interviews are shaped by who's doing them, too.
Yeah, of course.
So, but they did end up being very similar. And it's so strange to me that he is, and I love it, because he's a radio guy, you know, who is a rock and roll radio guy. He was doing a rock talk show and has been for, or shock jock, whatever you call it. Really, there are no shock jocks anymore. I mean, that's kind of over. I'm beginning to think, I really was confused when we were on Wheels the first few weeks and they're bleeping all these. Like, what is going on? What is this? What is this? I'm starting to wonder how much of that is a mistake and how much of that is just because they're, you know, they're this gigantic corporation now, like CBS.
Also, it's not necessarily about the FCC as opposed to,
I don't know what it is.
A business decision.
I just, when something happens week after week, you start to think, well, that, you know. Because first, this is a mistake, isn't it? Right? Well, yeah, we'll fix that, and then your stuff bleeped, and you still don't get it. So it must be. They don't have any rock shows over there. They don't have any hot talk.
You would think the time would be. I mean, look at who's president. You think the time would be ripe to have somebody that would push the envelope?
I don't think the FCC is real busy right now.
Haven't been in years. Is anyone getting fined? No.
No.
Look, the guy got elected. Trump got elected mainly because of the anti-PC culture.
Like, I hear them going after robocallers and stuff like that. I don't hear them really going after specific shows. Either.
The problem is you slip up once, and next thing you know, there's a protest against an advertiser. And
well, nobody wants to get fined. No. I mean, if you get fined, that's
but
that's
I don't think
problem.
It's I don't think the fine is what scares people. I think it's the idea of, oh, an advertiser is going to pull out. Especially on a big national show.
I hadn't, you know, it's funny. I didn't give that enough thought. I wish I had given it more thought. The fact that,
what's that?
Oh, you go into the terrestrial world, and all of a sudden, if somebody doesn't like something, you know, they'll take it to a place where it doesn't belong and go, listen to this. This is terrible. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is terrible. And all of a sudden, these people that aren't even in your world are judging you. And in our world with the podcast, it's just people who want to come here.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get in trouble with your own audience. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, sometimes.
Pretty much. Yeah, a little bit. Maybe. You can.
You're going to get complaints on it. Well, we've talked about it plenty.
Like, if you don't get complaints, you're not doing anything. So, but it is strange to think that there's not much envelope pushing going on.
It's bizarre. Where? I mean, but there's no envelope pushing anywhere. Where are the comics? Where are the stand-up comics anymore?
Well, they're all scared to death. I understand it.
But it always starts from stand-up comedy because they're their own boss. They're out there doing, you know, whatever they want to do. They're the ones that push the envelope.
But, you know, I told you about Dave Attell because I was talking about that thing he did online that was about 6 years old. And I thought it was so funny. And I asked him, I said, can you still do that? And he said, no, I can't. And I thought, oh, my God, that was fucking hilarious. It wasn't meant to be a shot at, you know, special needs kids.
Yeah.
It was just taking something. the bit was, and I'm not trying to cause trouble here, but the bit was he was saying that these special needs kids are living all his dreams. They're running for touchdowns. They're making three-pointers.
It's the joke.
You know, and
it's not making fun of them.
And
it's the
Dave,
joke of
yeah, and Dave made it a lot funnier than I just did. But that was sort of the synopsis. And he felt that, no, I don't want to get mixed up in that world. Yep. I don't want to get that, you know, it's just liable to get turned around on him in the wrong way. And then, you know, his career's in some kind of jeopardy or peril or temporary peril. Like Kathy Griffin, who's, you know, seems to me as she's over that whole thing, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
But it's a terrible thing to go through. Oh, that reminds me, Dave Chappelle's coming for two shows.
And even him. Remember, he apologized for all the trans jokes that he made.
Wow.
I know. I never.
It's really strange. You know, I don't know.
Once again, wasn't about a person being trans. It was about his reaction. He was making fun of himself.
I don't understand why those things can't be somehow defined and understood or broken down to say.
Oh, because people just flip out. And they just hear the words.
It's always. it's always a sliver of people who are flipping out, and it's not Dave Chappelle's fans. Mm-hmm. You know, now that everybody's a fucking phone, of course, anything you say can go everywhere now, which is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
And everyone has a voice.
We were, so once again, we were downtown at this park in Detroit, and I'm watching this girl and this guy. I'm like, what are they up to? And all of a sudden, she starts posing with this piece of artwork. Uh-huh. Like, oh, okay, she's taking a picture. It went on for about 10 minutes. And I said, hey, Julie, did you see that modeling shoot over there? She goes, that's not a real modeling shoot. I said, no, that's an Instagram modeling shoot. So she was just, girl was just doing different poses with her boyfriend taking pictures. God. And then they stopped and sat down and clearly went through them all to see which one they were going to post. I was fascinated by watching that dynamic work.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Mainly because that guy, the guy taking the photo, seemed to have no problem doing it. Can you imagine being with a girl and she's like, take my picture for like 10 minutes till we get the
right
one.
Was she skanked out for it?
She had a midriff shirt on.
Of course.
The high-waisted pants that are all, you know, she was kind of hipster hot, if that's such a thing. But could you imagine being with a girl and taking her picture for that long and then going through?
It's incredibly serious. So a bunch of guys with boners can like her Instagram?
I guess.
Yeah, yes. What else would it be? Who else would be doing that? Who else? If she's trying to become an influencer.
I don't know. It was kind of interesting watching this.
I do nothing without my following.
I mean, like, guys are going to go on there and they're going to like it because they like the style and they want to buy it for their girlfriend. You're doing such a great job in modeling. I'm so proud of you.
Ugh.
No. Oh,
there's a good influencer story today, too.
Yeah, I heard that story earlier. I couldn't remember which story it was.
About the FTC's cracking down on them now.
Cracking down on?
On influencers in general.
Who's cracking down?
Was it the girl in Japan or somewhere?
Well, no, it's a bunch. So there's
somebody was feeding Oreos with toothpaste in the middle.
What?
To homeless people.
Oh, it's a totally different thing.
To film their this is an influencer.
What an asshole! Why would you do that?
Because they were getting laughs, I guess, or they thought it'd be funny, and they did. It was viral. It got like a million. But. They took it out of the homeless people, though. The person threw up, too.
Oh, great.
You've been watching
a lot of puke videos this weekend.
I know. I didn't see it. They posted it, though, and it was viewed by a ton of people. And then I guess they threw off YouTube for 5 years. But they have different standards. And over here, that never would have happened.
No. That's funny. People will laugh at homeless, but if they were, you know.
What's another marginalized
group of people? Nobody, you know, they'd be all over them.
What's your influencer story?
There's a research firm, The Morning Consult. They went through a nonprofit organization, Truth in Advertising. They went through 1,400 posts of 20 influencers.
Uh-huh.
How many of them do you think followed the FTC rule that you have to notify that it's an ad? Out of the 1,400 posts.
I'm going to say 200.
Zero.
Zero?
None of them did.
None of them?
So they filed a complaint with the FTC, and the FTC is going to start cracking down on these influencers. Can you believe that? Out of 1,400, not one signified that it was a commercial or an advertisement?
I just can't believe we're this far along with the internet, and it is so the Wild West still. I mean, this is a career for people. Lots and lots and lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm amazed that the whole sales tax business went on as. I mean, wasn't that crazy that
it
went on
that
long?
I thought it was fantastic.
Well, no, sure, it's great if you're not paying.
If you're avoiding sales tax, it's wonderful.
But just the idea that people would all this money would be lost.
Well, tech moves faster than the law.
But why?
Because they don't understand it. Remember when Zuckerberg was sitting on his booster cushion talking to the Senate?
I understand why it would move a little bit faster, but. I mean, it doesn't seem like it really behooves the greater good. The fact that zero out of 1,400 are doing this, clearly this has been going on a while, and nobody takes it too seriously.
Unless it's the Fyre Festival people. Oh, wait, nothing happened to them either.
No, nothing happened to them.
But I guess now the FDA is getting involved, too, because a lot of the influencers are hawking things like, pharmaceuticals.
Oh, God, really? Yes. Oh, my God. What a terrible
idea. The world is dumb.
What a ridiculous idea.
I know.
How are these influencers vetting these things, by the way?
You really think they vet it?
Pharmaceuticals?
You really?
You should.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
I know, but that's ridiculous.
I think that's the problem. That's why they want to go after them.
Oh, brother. Speaking of the internet and social media, Lena Dunham posting a nude.
appropriately from Wales. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
Did you notice that, Brandon?
No, I didn't know where she was.
Location was Wales.
All I saw were green blobs. I mean, the green blobs helped because I really couldn't even critique her body because I was like, oh, my God, look at the size of those green blobs.
You know what pissed me off more? Her being nude is whatever. It's gross. We're beyond that. Did you see the post that she wrote along with it?
Oh, yeah.
Like this preemptive, you can't hurt me post. Where she's going to donate money for every comment left below.
I didn't see any comments.
If you're going to be mean and comment on this, I'm donating the money. Well, it's not their money. Pull up her Instagram, Brandon. I don't like that green blob right above her butt crack.
I thought her butt crack was like way too long, and then I realized it was a green blob I couldn't see too well.
She had a butt crack extension.
It's going up her back.
One of those butt crack extension
surgeries. It's like, oh,
surgeries.
What a huge butt.
Look at whales.
Look weird. Look at those green blobs. Oh, my God. And they're in folds of fat now, too.
That poor towel.
Those
are all positive.
Yeah, every post was nice. It was so boring.
Come on.
We need to go back to Emery LaFlamme.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Dimples.
I listened to that on Friday or Saturday.
Funny.
Laughing.
Those are all positive. So this is incredible. They're all positive.
Whatever.
Go read her post, Brandon, what she wrote.
Her post.
And let me know if you agree that this is like a preemptive trolling, you can't hurt me post.
All right, let me get my Lena voice.
Any negativity that comes your way is just an excuse to love yourself even more, right?
No.
Comment below with the reason you love yourself. I'll go first. I'm sober. I'm a sober, accountable adult who still loves to get naked. Okay, go. For every comment in the next week, I'll donate $1 to Friendly House LA, a residential program for women recovering from substance and alcohol addiction. So guys, be liberal with yourself, praise.
Oh, Lord, why don't you just donate the money and keep the nude?
I don't know.
She's bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's also in Wales.
Yeah. I've never been a fan.
Her.
I never really liked the show. I didn't get her comedy. And she always just seemed like...
I'll admit, I liked the first season of Girls was entertaining. I had no problem with it. After a while, then it was just like, wait,
she was
always
lecturing,
though.
Yeah. She was always lecturing me about things.
Yeah, but she was also the failure of the show, like when things happened, so it seemed realistic until the season kept going on.
But it wasn't realistic, because as Drew has pointed out
multiple
times, all of her love interests were these hot guys that were ripped, or, they were tall and handsome. And to tell you the truth, it just didn't seem like... they were typecast to the type of dude that she would date.
Pull up Anne-Marie LaFlamme's Instagram. Let's see if she's put a new one up and how soon Mr. Hello Dimples commented.
Yeah, no,
she had Special Olympics.
Yeah, she was really big and involved in that.
She's such a good person.
She is.
So are Creeps going to post on it?
Really pretty, too.
Good person and pretty. But are Creeps going to comment on this?
I don't think that they're going to comment on these type of pictures. I think they'll comment on the ones.
I think you're underestimating Creeps.
They'll comment on the ones where she's in a tight dress or when she's, doing a really pretty selfie.
She doesn't do many of them. That's what's weird. She honestly seems like a good person.
Of course. Yeah, these are just really
no, there's
cool.
One.
Yeah.
One that just says, dang.
People are respectful of this.
Really? It's the internet, though.
I know it's the internet, but...
When is the internet respectful?
I think even trolls have some limit.
What?
I do.
No, I was reading a story. There was a lady and her kid was born with a deformity, and apparently the picture of the child became a meme as a should-have-been-aborted meme. And so she started a charity that kid just passed to. It was a horrifying story. It's like, really? What kind of a person is going to look at this and just take the picture and say that this, I don't know. They don't care. Trolls don't care.
Sometimes they do, though. They know when the wrath is going to come down.
Mm. I would think the boners would still, if they thought she looked good, they would still
comment. Speaking of boners, you guys want to hear a boner line?
Sure. I thought you were going to talk about Neymar allegedly raping a chick.
I don't want to talk soccer.
It's not soccer. It's a very famous pro athlete allegedly raped a woman. And did you see his response?
Didn't his dad say that it was a setup?
He did a video response and showed text and pictures of their conversation before the sexual encounter.
I'm going to accuse you of rape falsely?
No, but she sent pictures of and videos of her in stages of undress right before.
What does that mean?
Well, I think he's trying to say that this signifies consent.
Well, we don't know what happened between
them. No, we don't. No, we don't, but it's kind of interesting to see that kind of defense come out right away.
Well, that, you know, that's where things like Me Too get so complicated because, you know, you're talking about these huge stars and, you know, if 14 people are saying they did something, obviously we know the person is probably doing something.
Well, I think Ronaldo doesn't have the best track record because no. There's more than one. There's multiple ones. But I don't know. Maybe women will come flooding out.
There was, Neymar. There was a story like that today. We'll get
Am I allowed to use Neymar on my FIFA Mobile 19 game still? Do I have to remove him from the game?
If he's still in the game, I think you can use him. The story about Mark Zuckerberg today, that his security guy, this is just, first of all, the connection to importance is really, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's security guy, this guy is making news.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Is he the guy that mans the chute in the Facebook headquarters for him to escape?
Probably
that,
so.
That story is so awesome.
I know, it's so ridiculous. Mark Zuckerberg has an escape hatch.
It's like
no
a
one
chute.
Else does.
No.
No one else. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, the funny thing is, this security guy is accused of sexual misconduct, racist and homophobic comments about Zuckerberg's wife, Priscilla Chan, and also staff. And these are two former employees, one from the household staff and one from the security staff. Now, note this. The guy that's being accused is a former Secret Service officer.
What?
He's the head of Zuckerberg's security. And when it's Zuckerberg's security and privacy, he's absolutely fanatical. When it's yours, he really doesn't give a shit. But when it's his own, he takes it quite seriously. I mean, isn't that kind of unnerving?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's
no,
just
because that's how he
so,
makes his money, though. Yeah, no, it's terribly
It's unnerving. Disgusting. I mean, they could give a flying bleep about your privacy, but his is extremely important. And anyway, this guy who's the head of the security office.
Liam Booth.
I just, you know, I couldn't help thinking, okay, these are two former employees. You know, one of them is in from security, one of them is the household staff. So these are people that, you know, they sort of are in their own little world. And probably a lot gets said among those people about the Zuckerbergs and about their job.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
And this idea that, now, as far as the sexual part, sexual misconduct, you know, that's different. But as far as the comments that he made about Zuckerberg's wife or whatever. I don't know. It's just the idea that we're going to cleanse everyone of ever making an inappropriate comment. I mean, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I'm sure Chan's made some comments. I mean, don't you think Priscilla Chan has said something off color at some time?
Oh, I suspect. Anyway, you know, it's just this. It's a fairly big story. I'm just thinking. I mean, he made the Secret Service. I mean, I think the guy would be fairly well vetted.
Yeah.
He can't be a complete nincompoop.
Well, is Zuckerberg going to keep this guy?
No, he's suspended. They had to hire a law firm to investigate it.
What? Really?
I know that's kind of what I said. I'm like, of course, you know, if we're in our show, it would be different because we don't have the money to hire a private law firm to.
Yeah.
But just the idea that nobody's going to make a dumb comment or a, you know, an inappropriate comment in the course of working with a security staff and a household staff. And maybe the guy's worse than most, but, you know, it's almost like I just fire him instead of, you know, these people are they're suing.
Just pay him off so he can't sue you when you fire him. Here's some more information about this.
Well, thanks to the lame ass security, I'm going home.
I'd be inclined to say, to just if I believe them, is fire him. Of course, you know, Zuckerberg has the money to get to the bottom of it so they can find out exactly what was said. And
imagine his non-disclosure sign.
Yeah, I know he can say anything.
Armed executive protection officers stand on constant guard outside Zuckerberg's gated homes in the Bay Area, at least one of which features a panic room. If Zuckerberg goes to a bar, his team will first sweep through the bar to make sure it's safe. They will vet any new doctors that they use.
Access denied.
They'll assess his instructors if he wants to make up a new hobby. So if he's going to start skeet shooting, then his security team's going to talk to the skeet shooters. He is driven everywhere with the security team monitoring traffic and adjusting his route accordingly.
Ooh! Doesn't GPS do that?
Yeah, or Waze. I mean, you would think he doesn't. Does Google own Waze? I don't know. Or he's not Google, Facebook. Back when he still drove, Zuckerberg was, in the words of one source, quote, a shitty driver. During company all-hands-on meetings, member of Zuckerberg's Praetorian Guard sits at the front of the room, and they're dotted throughout the crowd just in case an employee tries to rush him. They wear civilian clothes to blend in with non-security employees.
He's so smart, that Mark Zuckerberg. He's so smart.
He doesn't typically work in a cornered-off office like a traditional executive. Instead, his regular desk is on the floor of Facebook's open-planned office, just like everyone, because he's so equal.
He's just like everyone. What do you know?
The executive protection...
Oh, wait a second. He has an escape hatch.
It's crazy. The executive protection officers sit near his desk while he works in case of security threats. Facebook offices are built above an employee parking lot, but it's impossible to park directly beneath Zuckerberg's desk because of concerns of car bombs.
Security breach.
He's got too much money. He doesn't know what to do with it all.
He also has access to a large glass-walled conference room in the middle of the space near his desk that features a bullet-resistant windows and a panic button. The employees know that there's a secret panic chute. His team can evacuate him down to get him out of the office in a hurry.
That's cool. Of course. Cool. And they don't evacuate themselves. No. They just go ahead and get car bombed.
Only one person and their security at a time. One source said they had been briefed about the existence of the secret exit route through the floor of the conference room, but others declined to comment on its existence.
I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
How many people are on the executive protection team at Facebook, do you think?
God, 20?
70.
70. 70 people protect Zucks.
Facebook's board approved a $10 million security allowance for Zuckerberg and his family for the year.
Oh, I hope. I just hope Facebook starts losing its ass.
I know. But then there's Instagram.
I know. No, it's never going to happen.
What's the other one they own? The app one? WhatsApp?
I swear, there's a part of me that really believes that, you know, everything that comes around, goes around. Yeah. And this whole obsession with social media, I just feel like, not that I'm about to lose interest in it, but I can't believe I'm going to spend this much time with screens forever. I just honestly...
I know
when
who I, you are. We're friends on Facebook.
Sometimes I just leave my phone in the kitchen and go watch a movie. I go watch another screen. It's the only thing that can get me away from that screen.
Yeah.
You know, or I read a book.
Have you been around a five-year-old in a screen? It's like crack, man.
I know. But we know that. We know that. We all know that.
That's why it's so hard to keep her off of it or try to.
No, it's impossible. Forget it.
I try to equate it to like when I was a kid, because I was glued to the TV for, you know, Saturday morning cartoons. I loved regular Nintendo when it came out, the NES.
Very different.
And the commercials for the sugary cereals and all that. I mean, there were efforts at our addictive natures.
Yeah,
certainly,
but
at the
here
time.
There's a reward structure with.
Oh yeah, no, it's just so fucked up, and it's really screwed up for kids whose self-esteem is very fragile.
Charlotte and I got in a fight this morning because she wanted me to look up people that go in ambulance. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, have you ever been in an ambulance? I said, yeah, I have. Why? She goes, well, who else has? I said, well, I know a lot of people that haven't. And so then it was just. She wanted me to look up people that went in ambulance, and my horror was, what kind of weird picture would show up? And I said, no, honey, there's just too many people. There's probably people in an ambulance right now on their way to Beaumont, which kind of blew her mind.
Reminds me, I wonder how Dan Gilbert's doing.
It's a great question.
I know.
The head of Bedrock just announced he's leaving, which I thought was kind of interesting. His land development downtown?
Hmm.
But it sounded like it was planned.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they'll move forward. It's not like the whole thing just going to collapse on itself. But he is certainly the straw that stirs the drink.
Oh, yeah. The last news items I've seen on it are basically how to change your diet so it doesn't happen to you, just like it happened to Dan. It
could have been you.
Yeah, I saw Terry Foster being interviewed. Well, I thought that was actually...
It did happen to him.
I thought that was a good get in a way. I thought, well, somebody's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone in the public eye.
Yeah. Like, that could have been me.
How old was Terry?
Terry's about, I think he's 59, 58.
So similar age when he had his stroke.
Definitely, because it was a couple years ago, and Dan Gilbert was 57.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah, I don't know how much genetics are involved in a stroke.
I don't know. Brandon, read that article.
Probably not. No, forget it. You know, I don't want to go down that road.
I have no idea.
My mom was 97, and she had a mini stroke, and honestly, she was never the same.
Yeah.
She moves fine. She gets around okay, but, she went in, and she was living one lifestyle, and she came out, and that lifestyle was gone because she's fairly independent for somebody who can't remember what happened 5 seconds ago. But
hi, mommy.
Bitch.
Bummer.
Yeah. And, you know, my dad had that Lewy body syndrome that Bill Buckner died of. Mm-hmm. That was...
Robin Williams, that's what he was diagnosed with.
Yeah, Robin Williams, yeah. He hung himself. He knew it was coming. That's really... It's not good. I wonder what... That's funny. I could have sworn I saw Bill Buckner like a year ago doing something.
I know.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, it sounded like he's been battling it for a while.
That's interesting.
But I got to admit, the last time I saw him was probably Curb.
Oh, I saw him. The Red Sox did
That was after Curb.
I think so. Okay. When they brought him back and they all the cheered culpa. Him on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That whole thing just showed. You know, for all of the efforts at political correctness. This is what makes me so incensed about political correctness. So much of it is stupid things that people never intended to hurt someone, but oh my God, if you take it the wrong way. And yet things like real things like bullying,
mm-hmm.
Bill Buckner was bullied. I mean, he was bullied badly. And you know, with the internet, it's just ungodly for any, you know, for kids.
Didn't he have to disappear?
We care so
much. He went to Idaho.
Yeah, he had to leave Boston because people are such fucking assholes. And, you know, with the computer and the internet now, I mean, that was in 86.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was pre-internet. But, you know, it's hard to live with something like that. And I was trying to think of other guys, you know, like, remember the guy at Georgetown that threw the pass?
Brown,
remember that.
Through to George, or Freddie.
Fred Smith?
Fred Brown.
I was thinking it was Fred Smith, but yeah, I think it is Fred Brown.
Where it clearly looked like he was had money on the game.
It looked like he had dough on the game.
It was against Jordan, right?
Yeah, it was against Jordan. He threw the pass to Worthy.
Worthy, yeah.
And Georgetown was down by 1 point with, you know, I think they had 10 seconds or something. They had a chance to get a shot and win the game. And he threw the ball. He just wasn't looking. He thought Worthy was on his team. Worthy goes down and dunks, game over. Mm-hmm. And I've never really, I think I did look him up once, and it was like, it really doesn't come up much.
Well, there was, who were we talking about, too, in the 86 series, in the ALCS, that killed himself.
Donnie Moore,
yeah.
Is that 86?
Yeah, there's 86 ALCS.
Yeah, okay. There's certainly been, you know, guys who've blown, Jackie Smith in the Super Bowl dropped that touchdown pass for Dallas. Is he the one that died of AIDS? Well, no, that's different. Different Jackie Smith. There's two Jackie Smith tight ends. God, is that weird?
They both had one of them had AIDS, and the other guy had to deny it his whole life.
The one for the Cowboys is still alive.
Yeah, he dropped a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl right in his paws, and I think they lost 27-23. And that was I think that was you know, plus the guy, you know, if you're a great athlete, it's going to stay with you anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking more about, you know, Bill Buckner couldn't even live in New England.
Yeah.
And you think about these 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds who are, you know, online and people make these public posts ripping their friend. I mean, dumb things. People constantly are saying dumb things. I'm taking a gun to school.
Oh,
and they shut the school down.
There was a big article recently. A guy was threatening the school and doing all that on the same day. It was Valentine's Day, the same day as Stoneman Douglas. But he never went through anything, and they arrested him and went. There was nothing they could do to him because he hadn't committed a crime. So all the threats are okay. All the gun purchases at his age were okay. His mental health was deemed okay. And it's just like, oh, well, we got to wait until he shoots something up before we can do anything about it.
I was just
a huge article about it maybe about a week ago.
You know, I realize everyone needs a voice. Everyone doesn't need a voice. They don't. Some people shouldn't have a voice. But honestly, when you're dealing with 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds and 16-year-olds.
Nobody wants to hear that voice anyway.
No, those voices aren't ready to be heard. They said dumb things. They say really stupid things. They hurt each other. And they also say things like, you know, like they want to shoot up a school or something dumb like that. And then, of course, people have to take action. And I don't know. What's the advantage to 15-year-olds being on social media? Okay, other than the slutty girls who get the million, you know, who become influencers because they're pretty, right?
Hmm.
I mean, aren't they the ones that are influencers, the pretty ones?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that there really is no reason for them to be on there. But I'm trying to think of the early days. You know, the early days of Facebook was for...
I guess Lil Tay's different, of course. So it's valuable.
The early days of Facebook
resource.
So Zuckerberg could get off raiding the chicks at other universities. So I guess originally it was for college age, but, you know, you're a little different when you go to college.
I read a lot of college age Twitter. It's not all that wordy either.
But there's a lot of adult Twitter that's not worthy.
No, there is. I agree. Everyone should not have a voice. It's not a great idea. That was
maybe
my
we
point.
Should do it all or nothing. Maybe everyone should have a voice or no one.
I kind of felt like, I really in the back of my head, I feel like this has got to come around to where people
will.
Go, I'm tired of this. I mean, Facebook is already, so many people are off Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is declining because a lot of the younger generation, they're not really on it. That's not theirs. You know, kind of like when I started social media, it was MySpace. Look at MySpace now. It's barely kind of hanging along.
Where's Friendster, for crying out loud?
I still go to a lot of accounts of people who aren't posting like they used to.
Yeah.
You know, and when everything's new, it's really exciting.
I had to look it up because it was driving me nuts. The mea culpa with Buckner in Boston.
Yeah.
2008.
Oh, my God. Was it really?
Yes. After when they put out the 2007 championship banner. And then Curb Your Enthusiasm was 2011, and that seemed recent.
Jeez.
But I guess he was
last 15 years.
He was a manager for minor league teams until 2014.
Huh.
It's just weird. It seemed like he was just around.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But who else made a big? Who else had a big screw up? I thought of the Georgetown guy.
Sports wise,
Bill Buckner was a huge. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger. Yeah, I mean, Final Four, Super Bowl,
Weber, yeah,
Weber, a big one. Yeah, that was a big one.
Bartman.
That's Weber is totally forgotten.
Bartman, that Gonzalez afterwards, the air at shortstop.
Bartman, that's another one.
Oh, the guy from Columbia that scored the goal and then got murdered.
Oh, he got murdered.
Yeah, the Escobar.
Oh, he shot a goal in his own net.
That was a wild story.
That was pretty borderline. I don't know. I could go either way on that one.
So another country deals with things. We just kill them.
He would have been miserable forever.
In America,
he would have been bullied for life.
In America, it's the slow death, and you have to do it yourself. Columbia will just murder you.
If there's one thing in this world I cannot stand, it is fucking soccer, all right? And I hate when people do it around me.
You want to hit the boner line, Brandon?
Yeah.
All righty.
Drew and Mark, Brandon, Trudy, even Walter. What's up, Walter?
What?
Oh, yeah, Mad.
Layla.
You mean to tell me that these Orson Welles audio things are an actual commercial? I thought they were just audio the entire time. I could have been watching the whole thing on YouTube. Damn it, guys.
Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you.
So the juice got out, got some pussy, had a good time, smoked a cigar, and was in a car with some asshole. That OJ documentary looks like a fucking piece of shit.
I've seen that. I've watched that.
Can you guys please,
play more of
Not Giving In.
I'm not giving in.
I got a perfect separated at birth. Well, as perfect as Mazway and Reggie Miller. Walter the booth announcer and the guy from the Todd Corser video.
I love the Drew and Matt show.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Scott is hanging out all over Lansing.
Brandon just name dropped Pizza Machine.
Pig snot.
Fuck yeah, Brandon. Fuck yeah.
Oh, pizza.
I'm embarrassed for Brandon because he's from MLA City and he doesn't know the best athlete out of MLA City High School was Chester Markle, the kicker for the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers. You like the Packers?
I would rather find a used condom at the bottom of my mayonnaise jar and eat it than listen to you talk about the fucking Bachelor one more fucking time.
Tastes good.
Okay, everybody knows that guys only cuddle and dance for one reason, and it's to get laid. And any guy that says there's another reason is lying.
But it takes more than two to tangle. Or something like that.
Ooh, Mark knew a priest, one of the five priests that were just named, but it could have been me.
Like, that could have been me.
I knew a priest that wasn't named in that because he was busted a long time ago, busted with children's porn, and he molested kids. And I worked at the church he was at, and I was in his bedroom, and nothing happened to me, but it could have been me.
Well, good for you.
But good news. He died 5 years ago.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
You guys are talking about the Facebook Live feed being fuzzy and whatnot.
Technology.
Even if you guys got new 4K state-of-the-art cameras, it probably wouldn't matter if your internet upload speed isn't up to snuff to actually push that bandwidth.
I just broke the internet.
I work in IT, so Drew, check out what the upload, max upload is, Drew's internet plan. And if it's sub 10 megabits per second, it's probably not going to look all that great.
I'm interested in upgrading my 28.8 kilobaud internet connection to a 1.5 megabit fiber optic T1 line. Will you be able to provide an IP router that's compatible with my token ring Ethernet LAN configuration?
Nerd! Hey, Brandon just said he had a few pubes on his face. I was wondering if that's from when he blew that man on the street.
I still kick myself, man, over blowing that man on the street.
Hey, I just wanted to call in to support Maz.
Yeah.
He had a separated at birth last week for that guy on The Bachelorette that looks like Julius Peppers. He absolutely looks like Julius Peppers, a young Julius Peppers. I had to watch that crap with my wife last night, and there he was, Julius Peppers, right there.
Shit, yeah.
Maz has been wondering for, what, 5 years on an idea for his podcast. And he can't come up with anything except how beautiful Brooks Koepka is and fantasizing about him. Come on, Maz. You missed an opportunity. Get on the ball.
Damn it.
The best part about Maz Day is he will repeat a joke until somebody acknowledges it, such as he kept saying the douche lorette until somebody finally, oh, yeah, douche lorette, there it is.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Hey, you guys can't handle the word clumpy? But Maz is in the soft magazine category? I don't think so.
Yeah.
This is for Maz. Hearing him defend his appreciation for horse racing just made him sound like a giant turd. I don't know. Maz, you're a turd.
You butt out.
Yeah, the Hawk. Good to hear the Hawk. And it's good to hear he's going on tour. I heard he was going to be covering Brandon's theme song, I Got Bitches. Is this true? Can you confirm? Is this irresponsible speculation? I don't know.
I got bitches all on my dick and every day. Sucking on my balls, licking on my balls. Bitches, they know. Put it in that booty hole. My balls, suck on my balls.
Hey guys, why don't you, instead of bitching about the Illiches, why don't you guys pool your money, buy some property from the Illiches, and then develop them? Problem solved.
This plan is so perfect, it's retarded.
True. You gotta get Graff to do a podcast. I love when you guys talk music. Yeah, definitely get Graff on.
We love you, Gary!
I was crack up whenever I hear the Alex Jones drop. First of all, I just want to say, God, that guy's an asshole. Some people think he's funny, and people like the crazy, but man, it's like, you know what? He's just selling snake oil.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
I guess the only good thing that came out of it is those drops that you guys have.
I hate you. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever.
Shout out to Drew and Mike in Detroit. I love those guys. Really love them. I like having some kind of like foundation in the heart of middle America, you know, the Midwest, where I'm from, by the way.
Later, fart faces.
Andy,
where did Andy Dick come from? Was that a shout out?
Yeah, somebody had a cameo from Andy, and he threw us in there.
Sweet, we got to call him pretty soon.
Mm.
You know, I was going to mention Dan Evans came up with another gem. I asked him if he could find the previous Dustin Diamond conversation.
Yeah,
before the one where I called him an asshole. I mean, he was impossible. I can't believe he's mad at us.
Oh, I know. Well, I think he's just mad at the world, and we were the world at that moment.
What, are we the only people who pointed out to him that he was being a complete jackass? He was.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you can't listen to that. Anyway, we should play both of them back-to-back sometime. I don't know when. On a weekend, maybe on wheels. Well, maybe probably not on wheels. The first call, he's an hour late.
Yeah.
And so,
and he blamed it on Central Eastern Time, I thought.
Yes, he did. But it turned out he was late for a couple other interviews, too. And he clearly acted like, it's not my fault. And then we had to abandon. I think we were just about to do news or something. We had to completely sort of reorchestrate the show to mm-hmm. get him in right then because he had to go. So we did the interview, and it was all about his selling T-shirts because his land... Is it a land contract
yes.
he had?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he had signed all this paperwork, and then the guy just disappeared on him.
Yeah.
He just ghosted him. So I really, Clark and I were going back and forth asking questions. I never could figure out how did this, it doesn't make any sense.
A scam. He doesn't even know.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. But, you know, he claimed, and then of course he said his credit really wasn't that great. So I think he just submitted the documents, and they said, I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, because he's Dustin Diamond, he thought should have worked.
He also implied that they just ghosted him. Since when are they not willing to tell you that your credit's bad? No, we don't. We can't do this. They don't ghost you.
I know.
And the whole thing was so stupid.
Maybe
so,
they did ghost him. I mean, who would want to deal with him again?
So he was trying to sell 30,000 T-shirts to make up the money that he needed to stay in his house.
As opposed to getting a real job.
It was like an early GoFundMe for him.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Suggested by him.
That's interesting. I'm surprised he's not on GoFundMe now for something.
I'm not really sure.
Well, don't forget, remember he had the fake sex tape?
What was that? To explain to me how that worked exactly.
He put out a quote-unquote sex tape, but that it was stolen from him and released. You know, that's when every celebrity had a sex tape.
Right.
But no one wanted to see Screech.
Was it him?
Yeah.
What, with a girl
he
knew?
And he was acting in it and doing stuff. I don't think the chick was ever nude. Let me see if I can find it. I just remember it being a big scam.
I
kind of
want to see it.
All right.
It's. But it really, you're right. It would be a matter of nobody cares. Nobody wants to see him have sex anyway.
Oh, that's right. He used a fake penis in the sex tape, too.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
All right, it's the D-Man here checking in with the Brotherhood of the Bros.
Who calls themselves the D-Man?
No one.
Something
calls
special
him.
Tonight for
I should
our
call themselves
club.
Screech.
Apparently, Bachelorettes, you know how they love the comedy shows, which they went great tonight, both shows. Thank you for asking, because I know you care.
Fake.
But I have something special tonight, especially for Mark. Bro.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to top anything any of us have done yet for our little group.
I got to say, he's ahead of the curve. He beat GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And now apparently he beat Cameo. That's not like a shout out.
The bachelorette party has invited me upstairs at this very hotel to the suites. And the bride to be and one of her bridesmaids, possibly two, I don't know yet, are going to be hanging out tonight. The other girls are going to go out and
hit
some bars. But the other two want to hang out with me. So we're going to see how this goes. I'm going to bring the camera along. Hopefully I'll get to use it. And if it does, I'll score some big points and you guys will score.
So we're supposed to think that this was stolen?
He's saying you guys can see.
He laughs. Let the party begin.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, we're good. Oh, hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
All right, ladies, I am inspecting your room. Ooh, hey, the D-Man. What's up?
Oh, God, he did it again. D-Man? So that's the bride-to-be, I guess, from the bachelorette party.
Look at this. Little bride party. Got fucking a penis shape, chips. Yeah. I am not going to have a penis chip.
Yes, you are.
No, no way, screech bro. Homophobic.
Look at this poor sucker. Fucking run away, buddy. Run away.
Yeah, cool.
Dude, look at this sweet-ass tub. You have the sweetest-ass tub and the sweetest ass bed and
suite. Hotel room, you dork.
And the sweetest ass. Oh. Oh, yeah. I would like to see you in a tub. No, come on. Oh, come.
Maybe not tonight.
No. Clop, clop. Come on. I'm just playing.
Could he be any more annoying?
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than having to give Dustin Diamond a courtesy laugh?
Oh, God.
Something that's painful.
God damn.
Freshly washed on the other girl's lip.
Smelling his finger.
Let me just ask you. Come here. Look at me.
What?
You are so beautiful. Have you ever had a dirty Sanchez? Oh!
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh, gentlemen. Okay, let's just go over a couple things here. I don't have my list in front of me, but I did keep track, and it's on video record.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Let me see if I can find.
So bad.
Let me see if I can find one.
Oh, my God, he's such a jackass. Yeah, so he supposedly banged somebody with a fake dick?
I don't think he ever banged him. I think he just showed it, and it was fake. here's the whole thing.
Who would pay for it?
And it might have the lowest score on Pornhub that I've ever seen. 45%. Brandon, does it get much lower than 45% on Pornhub?
I don't know. That's not. I've seen lower.
Really?
Yeah.
With what?
Get a room with Screech, jeez.
It's
363,000 views, though. Well, we're watching it.
Yeah, but no one's beat off to this thing. Oh, the dildo.
Why is it called? Screeched.
D-Man.
Nobody That's calls you hot. That.
Well, there he is banging a chick. That looks like a real penis.
You're going to make a good wife.
Well, he said there was a body double.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
God damn.
In, out, in, out, three times.
This is so gross.
Here's in
I
the
need
tub.
I can move it to the side. You can see if you can hit me with that.
What?
I said I can move the camera to the side. We can see if you can actually hit me with it.
Ooh. Oh, this is fake penis.
Somebody got a dick?
Get your hips off my knees.
I'm trying to put suds on it.
So he made money off this?
You know.
I don't know if he did. Brandon, do you know?
I don't know if he made money off. I'm sure he's made some.
It's got 363,000 views. Does that mean anything?
On Pornhub? No.
I'm determined to get ahead of him on Twitter.
Pornhub!
It's my mission in life.
Oh, here it is. You want to see the monster?
The monster. Shut up.
All right. We'll take the beast out. Come on. Take the beast out.
Supposedly the bride that's getting naked there.
Yeah. I bet you she's still happily married.
Oh, I like your draws.
Oh, shut up.
Take the beast out.
The beast. Oh,
the monster. The monster. Come on. Go to work.
So, Brandon, you're saying that this is not him. This is a body double, and he's just...
That's what he said. Was it with Oprah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that wasn't him. Yeah. He said that they overdubbed his voice and...
Oh, my God. This might be the dumbest thing in entertainment history.
Drew, you are currently 2,640 followers away from passing him.
At Drew Mike Podcast to follow me on Twitter so I can beat Screech.
Oh, God. I would love to see the outtakes of Dustin Diamond in the studio doing the voiceover.
I love comedy. Tragedy.
She's not really that hot, is she?
But she's mic'd too, though.
She's a gamer.
Shut up.
Oh.
Got it in a freaking exploding thing.
Dude, that guy's all buff and shit. Dude, look at the...
Wait, here's his face.
All right, that's good, too.
All right. Chicks are making out.
All right, okay.
I just gave it a thumbs down.
I'm a lucky man.
Oh. Come on. Okay. Oh. I don't know, these chicks are not that bad. They're gamers.
Sure. Oh, wait. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Well.
Shut up, Diamond. Shut up, D-Man.
These just seem like two people that think Screech is a big deal, and they decided to be gamers for him.
I think they just wanted a paycheck.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah, he wouldn't be sounding like that if he's banging the chick, would he?
No, I don't think so.
He'd be like, Mr. Belding! Now I really want to see him in the studio going,
Stop it!
I just don't even want to see him getting off, period.
Well, now you know it's not him.
I know it's not him, but I mean...
It's a stupid-looking dick, by the way. As Clark would say, marshmallow in a coin slot.
Get it out, Diamond. D-Man.
I'm waiting for a booty call. I gotta get...
don't you think we worry?
Now, this is something that you go in front of the star chamber about taking up space on the internet.
Amen. Nice. The girl on the right is not that hot. The girl on the left's kind of pretty.
The star chamber.
Okay. Oh, this is so enough of this right. Turd.
Your titties are wet. I'll tell you what.
No, wait, I didn't see that. Let me see that. What? Hey.
I'm gonna hold him with my wet titties.
Yeah.
She sounds like the Hooters chick.
She used to work for Hooters, apparently.
Come on, look at that.
That's not
booty.
A bad butt.
Yeah.
I can't nice.
The wet booty is the booty quake. If there was an earthquake, it would be in your booty.
Oh God! Yeah, that's really clever. Laughed at his own dumb joke.
Oh my God!
Good one.
What do you think his net worth is?
Negative something.
$200,000.
$50.
$50.
$50,000. Yeah. $50,000. Oh. Oh, the fisheye, dude.
This is really possibly the worst video ever made. I'm serious. This is so bad.
Embarrassed for him.
If he didn't have a mic on, it would be much better.
Oh yeah.
Not that it would still be one of the worst, possibly one of the worst videos ever made. But with him talking, he's so annoying. He's
such an asshole.
I know. I'm not kidding you. The two calls we had with him, the one where he screws up the time zone, and is telling us that he needs to sell 30,000 t-shirts to cover his mortgage nut, which is like, why are we even talking to this? Why are we talking to him? I mean, it was just because it was so stupid. And then the next one, he's plugging the gig, and he's got his book out, and we're quoting stuff in the book, and he's telling us it's not in the book. And we're reading it back to him, and then, I mean, it just... I don't know what is... And he's mad at us. He's mad at us.
I think I might have stumbled onto something great. The comments on Pornhub.
Oh.
Starting with, he is hot.
What, for him?
Yeah, according to this fake
Dustin
profile.
Diamond?
Then this one. I think he has so many thumbs down because the video's long and his commentary is a little annoying at times. But he's got a great dick and he banged a bride and a bridesmaid. Thought it was really hot when he told her to put her veil on and when she was eating her friend's pussy. What a lucky bastard. Ha 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 ha. My only complaint was that there was no cum shot. Hot vid, though.
No.
That comes from In the White Room. The reply to that is, it's a fake dick.
Who's that?
You hitting that?
Wow, this guy is really from Saved by the Bell. That's a comment.
Oh, come on.
Fucking sexy. I want to get screeched.
Oh, shut up. Who are these people?
Saved by the Bell end. Name of the girls? The guy wants the girls' names.
That's pretty much in every porno. Source, name, who is it?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everybody always wants to know who the women are. That way they can take a look at their other work.
Oh, those girls were in a wedding.
I know. Oh, here's Amy Fisher's sex tape. This might have some good...
Oh, this dude.
This might have some good comments.
Is this our buddy?
Wow.
Is this her husband?
You are so hot.
That was...
Unbelievable.
That was so funny. Those drops were awesome.
Here we go. Wow. You are so hot. Unbelievable.
He's talking about his wife.
Oh, what do you know? It's the same website that put out the Dustin Diamond one.
Surprise. Is she still doing porn?
She should be. She's got nothing else going on.
Boobs look like rocks, don't they? It is him.
He's the highlight of this thing, not Amy Fisher.
Yeah, I got some audio on.
Oh, yeah.
As long as he's talking.
Turn around, yeah, turn around. Yeah, I want to see that ass. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look at him flexing.
Yeah, I love it.
Look at his face, he's gonna pass out.
Moving around, man.
Moving around.
That's up and down the class like that. Oh, yeah, like that. How's that, baby?
Oh. Oh.
That's it, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Wait, here's some talking. Hang on. She's got a lovely accent.
He's just standing there. She's underneath. He's just standing there with his hands on his hips.
Flexing his every ab muscle.
I know, saying nothing.
You have a come on the tits. You want to get close up now?
Go ahead. Come on.
On your face. Come on.
Come on, tits.
Great negotiating skills.
Isn't he a little clinical?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Thank God.
Come on, tits.
What is he doing?
She's not very convincing either.
Look, he didn't even move. That's the worst O face.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, rub it,
Dick.
Can you rub it?
Oh, God.
This guy is severely lacking in any emotion.
More cue cards?
Maybe, because he's looking. He's unaffected by an orgasm. It's kind of crazy.
You're a phony.
Oh, now they're going to.
Yeah, beautiful.
Can you spank me a little bit?
Dude, it's so weird.
I feel like I was a bad girl.
Ew, gross. Gross. Oh, he's licking her boob.
Oh, no.
Touch my pussy. Touch it. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, he's not even hard.
I feel like this is two people trying to make a porn that don't watch porn.
This is so funny.
Of course, I mean,
he could not have been more flaccid a minute ago.
He's probably.
You want to kiss me?
He's probably 20 years older than her.
No, he looks like he's 70.
But he's ripped. He's like, you know.
Well, for his age, he's fairly ripped, I guess.
Oh, shut up, Fisher. What?
Brandon,
is it too close to home? Yeah. He's using all your lines.
I just want to hear him talk. Honestly, if the screen was off, I'd be just as happy.
I know. Can we take his?
I'd be happier.
Can we take his lines and dub them over the Dustin Diamond video?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oof.
Oh, shut up.
Oh.
Let's jump forward. Here she is in the pool.
I don't know if I can take any more of this.
And this only thing only exists because she shot someone in the face.
Can we get her boobs redone? I mean, really not upset about her boobs.
Oh, there's got to be good talking here.
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them.
She just got out of the shower.
Shave off your fake tits. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Nice green blobs on her stomach, by the way. What are those?
I don't know.
They look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch.
If you ran into her, it looks like it would hurt. Like they'd stab you.
This could have been edited out. And you see her drying off.
She's got a pretty face.
Yeah, but this isn't, how old is this? 20 years?
Oh, is it that old?
Come on, my man. Where's my man?
Oh, wait. He's going to be talking up here, isn't he?
Here he comes. Just the
Who directed this hideous movie?
He did.
Wait, she's getting dressed. What's going on?
Are we watching this in reverse? Oh, now she's putting on makeup. This makes no sense.
She's pretty back then.
Yeah, Joey thought so. But a Fuko.
Oh, she was 15.
Wrong.
What? Wants to see her getting dressed and putting on makeup.
Can we fast forward?
Yes.
Yeah, if he's not talking, I'm not watching anymore.
He's a jock strap.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say?
No more.
Oh, gross.
Stop it.
Stop.
Kiss, but I'm
so gorgeous. I love you.
I gotta go. Come on.
First time I love you's ever been said in a porn film. Right there.
Oh my God.
You just heard it.
Hey, he doesn't care. He's got to get his rocks off. Who cares what you're late for?
I can't take it anymore. I really can't.
I know, but I'm afraid to turn it off. He's going to have another great...
Especially when I have a special surprise for you.
What's my special surprise? That jock strap?
What's my surprise?
Sure.
It's flaccid penis is her surprise.
Sure.
I can't take it. I really can't.
Where are the comments?
I don't want to watch this anymore.
Great choice and job. Because I wouldn't hire you. You don't. I don't need a huge hole in my head. I never thought of looking at Pornhub comments.
Oh my God.
She looks great. Good for her. How many times do you think Joey Buttafuoco washed this and jacked off? The next person probably used this to get horny himself for his porno. Buttafuoco had a porn?
I don't know, did he?
I think she'd look good getting fucked by five or six big black cocks.
She's such a shameless whore. Loves to be used and looked at.
Yeah, Buttafuoco's celebrity sex tape is really bad.
I didn't know that existed.
Buttafuoco has a sex tape?
It's really bad. Look up there. Look up there, Drew. Look up at this.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, my God. Who's the skank?
I don't know.
Oh, dumb.
I don't want to watch it.
Look at Buttafuoco. Oh, my God. This stuff all
exists. Look at his gut. Look at the fucking gut on him.
Ugh. A little stupid. What, now you're going to tell me Mary Jo did one too, huh? Everyone in this scandal did one?
Oh, my God.
Listen to these two more comments on these, this porno.
No money shots to the head for Mary Jo.
Oh, man, boy. Isn't there anal too? That was a comment. And then
complaint.
There's a complaint. Didn't there used to be a cream pie in here somewhere around the 5340 mark? Where'd it go? Someone edited this out.
But the guy's watched it 1,400 times.
Yeah. He knows the exact time.
Great potty, Amy.
Who comments on Pornhub? All right. Sorry, Brandon.
Okay. Brandon, get us out of here. We've already lost half the audience probably forever.
Well, sorry.
That guy's audio is incredibly funny, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever are desperate for a laugh and nothing seems to be working, go to Amy Fisher's porn video and listen to her husband.
Wait, she did other porns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She did a lot.
But I think
Fisher, yeah.
There's other dudes in them now. But I'd rather see him with him in them because hearing him talk is hilarious.
No, I don't care about her. That's really sad. Is his name Hank Armstrong? Is this him in another one? Sorry.
Yes, that's
him.
Oh, my him.
God.
That's him.
Wait.
Wait, he's with another girl, isn't he?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I just got home from work. Yeah.
No, that's not him.
Long day. What are you up to tonight?
So it's just a separated, looks like.
Well, it's another Silver Fox.
With great acting skills.
Oh, boy. That's not Amy, is it?
No. So weird.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dustin Diamond, for taking us down this road.
Thanks a lot, Diamond.
It's not our fault.
Diamond screws us over again. All right, Trudy will be back tomorrow. Thank God. This didn't happen while she was here.
An adult in this room.
Like us on Facebook, Por Favor. And if you could rate us on iTunes and Facebook. Follow me on Twitter so I can pass Dustin Diamond. It's my goal in life. At Drew Mike Podcast on Twitter. Please, only 2,600 and some out of way. Have a good one. Sorry for the end.
See you!
Look at me, Mom. Look at me, Mom.
Get it, Daddy.
Hmm.
feel like I could go off like in that.
But you only pay for an hour, baby.
Oh, right. No, but if I had paid for more than I could... Oh, God.
Let it all out. Let a good return on that dollar. That's it. Go on, get it.
You're so mature.